Let the great experiment begin!
What the fuck?
Do it.
Fish!
Those greedy, weaselly bastards.
Somebody gotta feed them hogs.
Hello?
General Kenobi!
Hororo! Charles!
Outlaw, Rita's escape. Recruit a team of two mid-30s men with attitudes.
I should have said late 30s.
Go, go, Tom and Adam. Go, go, Tom and Adam. Go, go, Tom and Adam, you mighty... This is a Star Wars podcast called The Clone Cast.
Hey!
Oh, I gotta get used to this miking, and that was way too loud.
You ever listen to this song?
No! I didn't know there was a whole other verse.
Oh, they got like three verses.
What?
The song's a goddamn marathon.
I like the part.
Only use your weapons for defense. Start him young in America, baby.
Conceal and carry your power sword.
Oh, that's getting added to the liked songs on Spotify.
Oh, it's a good one.
Go, go, Tom and Adam.
Welcome.
We're back.
We're back.
Welcome to the Clone Cast.
Welcome to the Clone Cast.
It's almost May.
Yeah,
this is a late.
It's been a while.
When was the last episode? Right before New Year's, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yep. We took time off.
Yeah, I gave you a Christmas present during that.
We'll talk about that Christmas present. We'll talk about a lot of things here, as we tend to do on the Clone Cast.
This is a Clone Cast check-in episode.
This is a Clone Cast check-in. We could call it. That's right. Like 2 weeks ago, it was like National Diabetic Day or something like that. So happy National Diabetic
Day. Hey, thanks.
That's the special occasion that we're celebrating here. We're talking all things diabetes here on the Clone Cast. Well, we've already been talking like 2 fucking hours because I haven't seen you
for
a while.
I know.
So we just
kind of catching up to do.
Hey, we had to. How you doing, buddy?
Good. So what we typically do is
We review a Star Wars show of some kind. We did the Clone Wars. We did Rebels. We're on break now after finishing Rebels, but we're coming back May 4th. Resistance.
Day. Yeah,
we will be back with Star Wars Resistance, covering every episode, all 2 seasons of it. And then I don't know where we go from there, but
we'll figure something out.
There's a lot of Star Wars out there if you haven't heard. But today, we are going to be talking about some Star Wars today.
Yes.
We will be doing a standard kind of, not a standard review. I didn't pull clips or anything, but we're just going to be discussing the current Bad Batch season, the final season of the Bad Batch, just kind of up and to the point where we're at. It's April 3rd when we're recording, so I'm assuming everybody watched the 2 episodes that were out today.
Yep.
If not, well, you know, it's going to be the end of the episode, so you're safe from spoilers for now. We're not going to talk about it. But, yeah. So, but we're reviewing that goddamn Resistance show.
Yes, and so with Clone Wars and Rebels, I had seen those shows previously.
Did I tell you how much I love that Clone Wars show?
It's a great show.
It's my favorite.
Yes.
It's a very good show.
I had seen those before. I tried selling you on them, but you had never watched them. So with the Clone Cast,
the thing was, we were always talking about doing a podcast.
Yeah.
We just could never decide on what we wanted to be. The heavy favorite was the Sign Cast, which would have been a Seinfeld review. Not only have you seen Jerry's Activity in Tel Aviv.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that.
I have a new problematic fave. Goddamn Jerry Seinfeld. We don't got to get. I think we said nothing's really changed. Like
it's still horrible.
It's awful. It's awful. And it's only gotten more.
I did not think it would be this bad for this long.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll have plenty of time to get into it.
Maybe we'll put in some, like, we'll look up some reputable aid organizations that we can put into the episode notes.
Sure. A lot of good that'll do them after, what happened, 2 days ago?
Oh, when they bombed all the...
Yeah, now aid organizations not going in there anymore.
What? Where is Biden's ball? Does he have any fucking balls?
No.
I'm really curious if Trump was in office right now, what this would look like.
When
it's this deeply unpopular,
but
in the court of public opinion, and that's like, I don't know.
At the same time, I don't see any conservative coming down hard on Israel.
Well, no, there's nobody in this. And Trump really, he's, for all his bluster, all he is an establishment Republican.
Yes.
That's all he is. So, fuck it. We don't even talk politics here. This is a fucking Star Wars podcast, right?
Yeah, we talk Star Wars.
We talk Star Wars. We talk stuff.
You hadn't seen those shows, so you watched each one of them. And
yeah, I've been
we
like...
We recorded an episode. So, with Resistance, I'm not going to watch any of it. And then you are going to be the one to guide me through that series.
Well, I haven't watched it all either yet.
That's fine. You gotta get caught up.
I might just join you on the wild ride. I believe that there are no rules. Okay.
Sure.
There's no rules for the next season of the Clone Cast. But yeah, so that's what we normally do. But we're just checking in. We just wanted to check in. I do have an idea for a second bonus episode. Whether we can accomplish that in the next month, up in the air.
We'll see. If not in the next month, we should release it as a bonus at some point.
Well, I should just put it out there and we can gauge fan interest in the potential of this product and how we would want to do it. Like, would we want to do a standard review? Would we want to try, like, a live commentary, like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type thing? What would we want to do?
Yeah.
But we're probably going to watch Madam Web and then either talk about it or do a live commentary.
I've heard
on
it's
it.
Fantastic.
It's got Sydney Sweeney, and folks, if you haven't been, I know I have been very active on Star Wars Twitter, but, oh, that's Sydney Sweeney, she's been talking to me the last few months, all right? Let's just, I don't think that should shock any regular Clone Castanovas that Sydney Sweeney has caught Tom's eye.
Turns out tits are back.
Yeah, tits are back in a big way. Wasn't it like somebody, wasn't there some like fucking tweet where conservatives were like, her tits aren't even that big.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Suddenly, conservatives were
suddenly
making,
giant boobs are woke.
Conservatives were making the argument: if you like tits, you're gay.
Yeah, if you're attracted
by some weird,
yeah, there's some like the really strange corners of like Republican Twitter, where it's like the most pilled fucking people were like, yeah, if you're attracted to Sydney Sweeney, you're actually gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, there's another one. It's just this account where it's like it's retweeting. This very, like, conservative, like, tomboy kind of, like, farmhand girl. She's very attractive, but she's kind of got that, like, kind of country vibe to her. Like, definitely probably has awful politics, okay? Like, this guy, but they're like, this is man-coded and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's like one of those fucking accounts with, like, a fucking, like, a bust from, like, the Roman Empire or something on it. It's just like Western Civ Man, you know? And, like, it's just like, this is disgusting. This isn't a Western woman. It's like, hey, man, oh, she could carry me like a bale of that hay. I'd be fine.
Those guys sure do love columns.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of pewter.
Yeah. This, just the worst. Elon Musk has continued to be an absolute dumbass in recent months. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Just like tweeting the most vaguely racist shit. Just like the most vaguely racist shit, like, oh, yeah, the black crime statistics. And then, like, tweets out, like, quote tweets is just interesting. Like, no,
it is hilarious that he hired Don Lemon for a new show on X.
Oh, that was actually an X show?
Yes.
Was that the only episode that happened?
No, that wasn't even an episode. That was, like, to promote the TV show. Don Lemon was like, I'm going to interview my boss.
So he's doing like the Tucker Carlson thing on X.
He was going to try. But as soon as that interview happened, Elon fired him because he held Elon's feet to the fire on a couple of things.
Well, he just basically pointed out the obvious flaws in this. That's their new thing in the last few months. It's really become about DEI now, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's their new. It's like the
they
standards.
They got to find something.
The standards haven't changed. He keeps saying that. He's like, well, hypothetically. quickly, they're not going to change the fucking standards to become a doctor. These are the standards that have been established by years and years of medicine. If anything, the standards will only get more stringent based on information that comes out and things that we learn.
Yeah, the guy's a moron.
Yeah. It's not, it's like, all you're saying is this. If you have a problem with, like, you know, trying to actively have more diversity in a field, but the standards aren't changing and all these people are going to meet the standards that are already set in place, they're just, it's an active goal to get more diversity, which you should, because this is a very diverse country. All you're doing is just, like, very quiet racism.
Yes.
That's all you're doing. Yeah. You're just saying, I don't want more black doctors. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, what do you fucking care if they meet the standards? All you talk about is individual fucking merit. That's all you fucking talk about. That's your whole fucking worldview.
Well, his whole deal about buying Twitter, he claimed, was for free speech. He wanted to be an advocate for free speech,
dude,
no matter what.
Every time he gets dunked on, an account gets banned.
I know. He fired Don Lemon for just having an interview.
Yeah. And he tweets these things, and he's in charge of multiple multi-billion-dollar corporations. He should have to answer these fucking questions.
Yeah.
Like an adult.
Also, Don Lemon is also a corporate shill.
Yeah.
He was CNN.
I'm not a Don Lemon guy.
It's not like he's a crazy leftist.
Yeah. We're a big Democracy Now! Community. And we watch Cornell West clips and send them to each other.
Brother Tom.
Yeah. Did you vote in the Democratic primary in Minnesota?
When was that?
About a month ago.
I don't think so.
I voted uncommitted.
Oh, one of those guys.
Sorry, Joe. You're out, bud. And I will not. I'm not going to take any fucking guff this time. I'm just not voting.
Good old Genocide Joe.
I'm just not voting for either of them.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm sorry. Like,
did you see Hill Dog on the Tonight Show the other day?
There's two options. She learned nothing.
Get over yourselves.
How did that work out for you, Hill Dog? Why is she still getting promoted? And then I see, like, Lizzo did some fucking, like, concert where, like, Bill Clinton, Obama, and Joe Biden
and
were there at radio.
She quit music afterwards.
She quit music afterwards because she got criticized for, like, doing a show when, like, there's obvious atrocities going on. And at the very least, we are, like, our federal government, at the very least, has just done
Maybe
nothing to stop
them.
Maybe we
should not be contributing to a genocide. And there's, oh, that's a bridge too far.
Just, they've done nothing.
Nope.
Just nothing. Just roll over and just take it. Joe, very weak leader, that Joe Biden. Very weak. Very weak. Sleepy Joe.
Yep.
At least the jokes are back.
They are.
You know, I mean, Trump's going to win in a landslide. Like, it's going to be ugly, I think.
Either way, we're either going to get Trump in a landslide or Sleepy Joe will be at the wheel again.
Yeah.
And then he'll kick it and then we get Kamala.
Which will be hilarious.
Yes.
She's funny.
Yep.
She's the new kind of funny. She's like the new wave funny.
Do you see the clip of her dancing?
No, I did. I missed that clip. I heard about it, though.
She was dancing to was it Mexico? Where was
it? Oh, it was
El
some
Salvador?
Song that had like,
It was like
Down with Capitalism or something. Yeah. She's like dancing.
She was like dancing to it, and then her aide came over and was like, don't dance. It's not a good song.
These are bad songs to dance to. These lyrics. You're going to get grilled by Fox News over this. God, it's so funny how far right this country is, and we just...
It's insane.
Just, you know. Someday we'll be a moderate.
I assure you this is a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't even talked about anything political. Real, we don't even send that much political stuff lately.
No.
I think we're both kind of burnt.
We are. Yeah.
I have been watching Sam Seder again, though.
Oh, he's the best.
He's very good.
I love him.
Oh, and Emma's there. She is a lady.
Yep, she knows her stuff.
And he
talks recently with your dad.
He's funny, man.
I know, you were telling me that.
I was telling you that, and I didn't get too much into it, but he's like transitioning to this new old guy era where it's slightly sad because he's old, and this is just natural, but it's a sign. You know, it just reminds you of everything, the mortality of it all. But at the same time, he's gotten, like, increasingly funnier as he's gotten more forgetful. Now, okay, my dad is an 82-year-old Catholic man.
Very Catholic.
Very nice, loving man, though. And he tries.
Yeah.
He tries. So, but he's not woke. But he's not, like, one of those where it's his whole thing. Like, he just doesn't seem to really care.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, he just, whatever. But, okay, so they work on puzzles. So every time I go over there for a Timberwolves game, they're usually working on their puzzles when I get over there to watch the game.
Isn't that the dream, just to find a lady that you can work on a puzzle with?
Yes, I think it is. And they have fun with the puzzles, you know. They do other stuff, but like that's their like main home hobby together is the puzzles. That and praying the rosary. Every fucking time I go there now, though, he's like, "You gotta see this puzzle."
Is it the same puzzle he's showing you over and over?
No, it's not that bad. But every single puzzle that he has done for the entire Timberwolves season has been the hardest puzzle they've done. He's like, "Tom, this one was so hard. It's so hard." And I look at him like, okay, yeah, all right. They're doing big puzzles.
Uh-huh.
But every single one is the hardest one ever. It's like an increasing, it's like they're playing Tetris with the fucking puzzles.
Uh-huh.
I think the one like 4 weeks ago was way tougher than the one he showed me yesterday.
What was the picture?
I can't fucking remember. Okay. It literally isn't. But I was like, isn't that one with all the, it had a bunch of blots on it and stuff. You know, it's kind of more of an abstract type thing.
Okay.
Very interesting for the Catholic household.
That's challenging.
Usually they do the Rockwell types.
Sure.
The fucking Americana or like a lovely scenery or something.
Jesus on the cross.
Yeah. But so it was a lot of color and it was a difficult puzzle. I was like, I can see how that's tough. Yeah, Jesus on the cross. That would be a good puzzle.
Nice spear wound in his side.
You could be white Jesus.
Oh, of course.
Of course. So there's that. And then also, okay, so the Timberwolves, you know, they have their local regional sports network broadcast like a baseball team does, or, you know, it's your local cable sports network. And the Timberwolves, one of their main sponsors is Blaze Credit Union. They've been popping up all over the place. It used to be Spire Credit Union.
Spire and Wings, I think.
And they merged?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the guy for Spire always, like, you can tell he's a big sports fan because he hires all the sports guys to be their local spokesman. Like it was Kirk Cousins for a long time. Go fuck yourself, by the way. You fucking... I don't actually care. I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it was time. Not giving that guy a 4-year guaranteed deal.
No. Atlanta? Is that where he went?
Yeah. He'll fit in. He'll fit in the South. He'll find himself a nice mega church. But no, so there's this Blaze Credit, and they got like local ones. They got like Tony Oliva, who's a Twins Hall of Famer. They got just various local athletes, local celebrities. And then they got Lindsay Willen. Now, let me say that my dad is an old man. This is not meant to offend anybody. Lindsay Whalen was a Gophers women's basketball player. And she played for the Lynx here, too, the Minnesota Lynx, the women's WNBA team, who won 4 championships.
Yeah.
She's a Hall of Fame basketball player.
The only
player.
Team to bring home a championship in how fucking long?
1991, the Twins won a World Series. Other than the Lynx, we've won nothing. But she retired a few years ago. She coached the Gophers women team for a while, and then she got let go at the end of last season. Just results weren't great. But in retirement, Lindsay has gained a few pounds. I mean, she's not an active professional
athlete anymore.
Well, she's
a former athlete. Doesn't that happen to most athletes?
But every time, okay, the Timberwolves, at least once a game when they go to free throws, they go to the Blaze Credit. And this free throw is brought to you by Blaze Credit. And they cut to, like, Lindsay Whalen with a guy. Every time, like clockwork, my dad goes, boy, she put on a lot of weight. She really let herself go there, Tom.
I don't know what it is.
It's just old man
about
brain.
Old men?
Yes.
And even sometimes,
but
like,
the thing is, it's not a sexist thing. Because big fat guy gets like a guy who used to be in shape playing football.
I'm about to say exactly the same.
Yes.
Like I have been in the car with my dad, and just a very large man will be on the sidewalk, and he'll just out of nowhere be like,
boy, that's a big guy.
Boy, that guy's big. Like, wow.
Yeah.
How do you let yourself?
And it's
get
like their
that?
Favorite. It's like boomer brain. It's
I
like
don't. I don't.
They're
get
there's like an entire 30-year span. Like my dad and your dad. Like they're 20 years apart, but they both fall in this span where it's like they can't help but talk about somebody that has put on weight or lost weight.
Yeah.
Like it is like their main go to. If there's a guy that used to be skinny and they show him, he pops up on TV. It's their first thought.
I also think they're both from a time.
Or if they lose weight.
They're also from a time where it's like if you had a commentary it was welcome no matter where or
because
you're an old white guy. So like the world's your fucking oyster.
Yeah.
So if you have an opinion, you need to express it.
Yeah.
And only as of recently have we come of age where it's like, maybe that's an inside thought.
But
maybe you don't
is,
need to cast that
it's
into
not
the
even
world.
An opinion, because I don't think they're judging anyone.
No.
They just love making the observation that somebody put on weight.
That's what I'm saying. Just
it's their favorite thing to observe.
Any kind of observation has to be commented on.
Yeah. But it's just like clockwork, and I just know it every fucking time. And it's become a game for me because, just in my head, I'm like, I wonder if he'll do it again tonight. And sure enough, every fucking time he does it. And I'll even tell him, I was like, you know, you told me that the last four times I've been here. And he's like, oh, yeah, well. So, I don't know. But it's like a forgetful, it's not like, he's not like losing names or anything.
Yeah.
It's not like that sad. It's just more sad in the sense that, like, yeah, he's getting older. You know,
when we start doing resistance, we really got to get some more voicemails on the pod.
We do have to do the dad voicemail segment. I was thinking about like trying to get one in there, but I we'll save it for maybe the return episode or something bigger. So that's going on. So that was good.
Cool. You want to talk Bad Batch, or you want to do something else before that?
I have a couple things that I want to do.
Okay.
So let's just do this quick. Something I want to play every day.
Video game talk.
Old Bear. He likes the honey.
Video games are very fun.
You know,
let's talk about them.
Because
they
are
fun.
Video games. I was so excited to do. I got excited today to record. I was like, hey, we haven't done it in a while. It's going to be good.
Back into the swing of things.
I wanted to do the in the box thing.
Yeah.
What's in the box? Remember that one where I count the Lego bags?
Do you have a new Lego set to open?
No, but I did consider briefly because I caught up on some bills and I got a big bonus at work for my yearly review. And I was like, I'm going to go buy Rivendell and we can count the. I didn't do it, though. I've been good with buying the things. But I have been playing video games a lot still. I've been poking through Red Dead. I think I mentioned that.
Yep.
Like, I'm slowly getting, like, 100% done. It's fun to go check in with Arthur sometime and do it. But I'll play Fortnite just because, like, I'll do, like, solo zero build.
Okay.
And it's just fun. I'll play with the Athorian man, too. He gets mad. But I've been playing it. It's just kind of like I get high and I zone out and I just kind of enjoy listening to podcasts and just playing.
Yep.
And so I don't know, I've gotten decently good, pretty good. And so it is fun to smoke all these fucking kids. You know, it's great. And then you do like the floss dance on their on their fucking everything they dropped. Anyways.
Do you build the structures too?
No, I do zero build.
Okay.
So it's more of just like a survival shooter.
Yep.
I don't get into the whole of the fucking thing. I've tried it, but I just prefer a standard.
That was like when I was living in Chicago. That was the first game that I played where I was like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah,
like I can't do this.
I think you'd like zero build because it takes that aspect out, and then it's just a shooter survival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a PUBG at that point. But yeah, I bought an Obi-Wan Kenobi skin. I'm buying V-Bucks. Got so into it. But the other night, like, I'm just playing, I'm just fucking high, and one of the things when you do solo is there's 100 people on the map, and you'll come across people having shootouts, and you can just pick them off. Like, if you come upon somebody and they don't know you're there, and they're shooting each other, you can just pick both off.
Yeah.
And so, this happens every round, everybody's done it, this is not, it's a solo battle royale, like, this is not controversial stuff to walk up on a firefight and take advantage of it. So I take out a guy, and then I take out the other guy. Like, 2 minutes later, I get a message on Xbox from somebody called, like, Plurbius or something. It's like Plurby or Plurbius or something. I got two messages from Plurbius, and they were voice messages.
Oh, my God.
Leave the game, quit doing this for life, and not even do anything else. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You teaming up with him. Now, for you, you teamed up with someone, and obviously that could be your boyfriend. How about you and your boyfriend leave the game, quit doing this for life, and not even do anything else? I mean, that's just ridiculous. You teaming up with him.
A little homophobia mixed in. Well, then maybe he's not assuming my gender. Maybe he thinks I'm a gal. Because my skin was Psylocke from the X-Men. So maybe he thought I'm actually Psylocke. But yeah, so there's that one. And then he sends another one.
Obviously, once your boyfriend's account gets banned and obviously he can't play the game anymore, Tom thinks you, it's your fault too. It's his fault too.
I have no idea who my boyfriend. I have no idea who's talking. It must be I must have just shot. I've killed them both, probably.
He didn't use the N-word in either of those, so I'd consider that a win.
Yeah, there was like kind of a veiled homophobia there, I think, with the boyfriend.
Yes,
stuff.
Of course.
But I would expect no less from like a stupid fucking fourth grader who's upset about me. I just happened to shoot him first. I could have shot the other guy first.
Uh huh.
But yeah, so that's Plurbius checking in.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun checking in with Plurbius.
Any other video game stuff, or is it just mostly Fortnite?
Well, I mean, I've been reading Lord of the Rings, so I played Shadow of Mordor a bit, but I haven't played it much recently.
Game that I haven't gotten into, but just seeing it online, like I would love to get into, is the Helldivers.
I haven't gotten into that.
Have you seen much about it?
I've heard about it, but I didn't really follow.
Apparently, all of the battles are going on in real time. So, like, if the bugs or robots are really taking territory, you can deploy at that spot. And you're watching in real time as all of this shit is going
on.
So,
is it like a world that's constantly battles popping up and that sort of thing?
It's a galaxy. So, like, you're jumping from planet to planet.
Okay.
And it's heavily, heavily influenced by Starship Troopers. It even has because the whole Starship Troopers, it's just an allegory for how America's a fascist state.
Yeah.
And apparently it carries that theme over into Helldivers.
Okay.
It seems really cool.
Well, I don't know. I've thought about it, but I tried to get into Baldur's Gate. Just wasn't my style.
Yeah.
I might try again because I spent 70 fucking bucks on it.
I'm still on Zelda.
Tears of the Kingdom?
Tears of the Kingdom, yeah.
That's fine.
And I've taken a break.
Mo recently did a Breath of the Wild playthrough.
Oh.
And then went into Tears of the Kingdom. Very jealous of that. The first playthrough of those is very
perfect.
Oh,
God. It's amazing both times. Yeah. But yeah, I went through, because with video games, I'll play like, I want to do nothing but play video games for a solid like 4 or 5 months. And then I'll take a break for like 3 months and not pick up a controller.
Yep.
So I went through one of those. And then recently I've started plucking away at it. I've done almost everything in the game except get Ganon. So I know I am so overpowered at this point that defeating Ganon's going to take absolutely no time.
I probably hit like 70% of the shrines when I engage Ganon.
Yeah.
And I kicked his ass.
I think I have found all the shrines, but I haven't completed them because I like to go around and once I'm low on hearts, I'll go and because I don't want to like power through the shrines because they're so fun.
I don't know. I might play Breath of the Wild again.
Yeah.
I do miss those. Yeah, like, I would like to get in my shrine mode.
Yeah.
I love that shrine.
You want to talk about podcast listening while playing video games?
Yeah.
Those Zelda games, there's nothing better.
There is nothing better. Yeah, it's perfect, man. But yeah, I just got Spotify, and I just put it on my headset, and I listen, and I play games.
I've been doing, I busted out a Lego set that I had previously built and disassembled. So now I'm reassembling it. And while I'm reassembling it, I'm watching the original X-Men because I want to watch X-Men
97.
Or 97.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm working on the UCS.
I started it the other day. I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. I'm looking for, like, I want to watch the original series, though, first. Just sure. So I have.
Do you want to borrow the bootleg DVDs I have of it, or do you just?
No, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you want to do it the cool way.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I just wasn't sure. I got them. I loved that show so much back in the day that I ordered that on eBay. It was just
I remember.
It was like printed out and they're like burned onto like a fucking. Yeah, man, that goddamn show.
Nothing is cooler than watching an animated show for 10-year-olds while building a UCS snowspeeder.
It's very fun.
Very cool.
It is fun.
Yeah. I will say, though, rewatching the original X-Men animated series, I do think I was remembering it with rose-colored glasses a little bit because, like, some of the animation...
Well, like, the fighting animation and stuff isn't that impressive.
And, like, even some of the stories are, like, very slow. And, yeah. like, I remember it being, like, just this amazing work of animation. And
I will say, like,
case.
Watching it, just the first episode that I watched, they did honor the animation style. And the voices are great. It might be the same people.
I think that was one of the requirements, was like it had to have the same theme song and it had to have the original voice actors.
Yeah, I mean it was the same voices.
I saw that people were bent out of shape because they gayed up Gambit. They made Gambit very effeminate.
Dude,
and it's like
Gambit always wore that.
If there
shit.
Is any X-Men in the fucking canon that would be bisexual, it's fucking Remy Lemieux.
Well, the thing is, all he did, if they're talking about what I'm thinking, he had like, they're playing basketball and he had like a half-cut t-shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is nothing.
Or LeBeau. So,
I would not be shocked if LeBeau. There was some anger about a bit of a character redesign on Jubilee.
Oh, sure.
Jubilee is Asian. She's always been Asian. Mm-hmm. The cartoon in the 90s didn't really reflect that well. She looked more like a white teenager.
Yeah, she did.
So they... definitely like made a conscientious effort to make her more accurate to the actual characters.
Oh, so but they went woke?
Yeah, they went woke. And I'm just curious. Like, I didn't bother to look into it, but as soon as I saw the character design, I was like, oh, I just know one of those fucking Chud accounts is just melting down over this. Look what they did to her. Yep. You know, like, the only thing I'm melting down about that fucking show is the price of the Lego sets.
What, the X-Men Lego sets?
The X-Jet. Yeah, it's like a 450-piece set.
I didn't even know there were new X-Men Lego sets.
They made a jet, and it's like, I was like, finally, this is cool. Like,
Wait, just a jet or the Blackbird?
The Blackbird.
Shit.
Yeah, but it's like 450 pieces, and they're charging like $80.
That's ridiculous.
It's absurd. It's got like a Magneto with long hair minifig. It's got cool minifigs and stuff, but it's just such a small set.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, I was like, I'm not spending $80 on this fucking thing. Like, a year or two ago? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, I don't give a fuck.
What are the new sets that are coming out? Because you had mentioned before we started recording that
they're
releasing
some. I don't know if it's official yet, but there is a Tower of Bardur, which is it's the tower from Mordor.
Is that the second tower of the two towers?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, sure. Yes. I don't think there's a designated one or the other. It's just they are the two towers.
Those are the two towers.
Yeah. In the second movie, you see more of the tower I have, Tower of Orthanc, than you do of Barad-dûr. Okay. Barad-dûr is much more prominent in Return of the King.
Which one's got the glowing eye?
Barad-dûr.
Okay.
So, yeah. There's a lot of mock sets, and people have like built like 7 feet tall ones and all this shit. But the rumor is there's going to be a full, real, like, 5,000-piece Barad-dûr set.
Well, God, I mean, if they release that Rivendell set, I mean, it
would make sense. Well, that's the thing. Like, I've been sitting on Rivendell, and I'm like, when I do buy a set, it's probably going to be that. But now I'm like, fuck, dude, if they're giving Barad-dûr.
Uh-huh.
Oh. The eye. I don't know. It's a tough one. What about you? What's new? You got anything exciting?
Nope, building Legos. Yeah, I do. I do. If something happens, I am dedicated to getting the UCS AT. Like, I have to get that thing before it retires.
Have you checked when it's retiring?
I haven't.
It's been about 3 years.
I know. I think it's the next one on the list.
Yeah.
Because it was the next one after the Star Destroyer.
Now, did that come out around the Christmas when the great sundering happened and, like, my entire world was uprooted by Legos?
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that Christmas...
I think it was a Black Friday release.
That Christmas, my mom was like, what do you want for Christmas? And me, I got the Cantina set. And then it was just off to the races.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was over for me as soon as I cracked open that Cantina set.
Yep.
Because remember, I had like bought... I had bought the Bad Batch. What did I buy from the Bad Batch? I bought the Marauder.
Yeah.
The Havoc Marauder. I had bought that set.
Now.
Oh, yeah, well,
spoiler.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. If they've gotten this far, they're probably... No, we're not. They probably know everything. But no, I bought that, remember, and I was like, nah, I don't know, I can't justify it. I returned it like a week later. And that's when I began playing like footsie with Lego sets.
When you bought the used Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Oh, those were fun times.
Hey. It's a fine set. I'm glad I got a new one. It really is something here. Like, I really haven't expanded it at all. But it really is an impressive collection here.
Yeah.
It's we have a nice little studio here.
Oh, I did pick up, so
I've not been in this room much at all.
I did start reading a bit more. And I did finish a book I've been working on for a couple of years. And then I wanted to, because it was something that was like nonfiction and kind of more like essays. So I wanted something a little bit lighter. So I've been meaning to read it for a while. So I started reading The Hobbit.
Oh.
Just like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
How far in are you?
Just the first chapter. But
I almost bought a $50 Hobbit book today.
No.
A nice one with a Tolkien illustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at Target. I had it in my cart for half a second. Put it back.
Yeah. So I'm just through the first chapter, so the dinner just took place, and then I think it's the next morning.
Okay. Yeah, I love The Hobbit. It's a shorter read.
Yeah.
I reread Lord of the Rings to start the year.
Yeah, I figured
I reread all three of them.
Reading The Hobbit is probably a much lighter lift than trying to get through
it
one of those.
But it'll give you a good idea if you could ever potentially read.
Yeah.
Like, Tolkien, he's not for everybody. Like, I love Middle-earth so much that, like, every little nuance that he describes is fine with me.
Yep.
I like that. But when he's describing the landscape for, like, the fourth page in a row, you know.
Yeah.
It is definitely... I'm exaggerating a bit, but...
It is one of those books, though, that I am going to find myself repeatedly... And I do this when I read, like, science fiction
page,
or stuff.
Go back.
No. Like, I'll get to a name... And mm-hmm. just, it's spelled weird. And instead of trying to figure out the pronunciation in my head, I'll just recognize how it looks and continue on. So then contextually, when I get to that word, I'm like, oh, it's that guy.
Sure.
But then if somebody brings up that name,
so like
by name,
yeah.
I will have no fucking idea who they're talking about.
So like one of the dwarves, for example, like Balin.
Yeah,
right?
I have no.
You might call him Balin or something that, and that's just kind of because it's Balin,
yep.
You know, like Balin, my cousin Balin. You met Bomber and Biffer?
Or were they part of the
Healy?
Whole...
Healy?
Yeah.
They all show up.
They all hung up their cloaks.
Oh, Dad's calling me. He must be calling about the game. He knows I'm recording.
Tomer!
Should we check in on the Timberwolves score here quick? Should I
see
it here? Oh, it's a good one! I'm going to have to rewatch this game. Da, 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 da. Oh, and the Thunder are down by 30! Let's fucking go! All right, so the Wolves, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They are up 110-69 over the Toronto Raptors. And the Thunder are down by 35 to the Celtics with a minute to go in the fourth. That's going to be... a game behind the Timberwolves there, Thunder. You're in third place, bitch. All right. Let's go. The Wolves, man, they've held on this whole time. Towns went down for the rest of the season, might come back for the playoffs, and they just keep playing great basketball.
Maybe you got it wrong. You thought that the Queen were holding back the Vikes this whole time. Maybe it was the Wolves that were holding back.
Hey, I'll take it. Don't get me started on the Vikings. I got real concerns about what's going on with the draft. Conspiracy guy and myself, we're going to the draft. The draft party at U.S. Bank Stadium. We're going to go to the draft. I'm going to take the next day off. And I'm going to watch them burn this franchise to the ground by drafting J.J. fucking McCarthy. Oh, and the Bills traded Stephon Diggs today. I always called it. I called it from day one. It would flame out there. It always does with him. I was correct. He's a former Viking. He caught the Minneapolis Miracle
yep.
a couple years later to force his way
so
out.
So for the listeners, who's J.J. McCarthy?
He was a quarterback for Michigan. His thing is, like, he meditates before the game. Like, he puts a headset on and turns on Headspace and, sits against the goalpost and meditates, like, while people are working out and warming up around him. And, like, I remember before the national championship game, they made a big deal out of it. And I was just like, I know this guy, all right? I know this guy. I've been this guy, okay? Like, just the fucking dumb guy who wants to be deep.
Uh-huh.
Like, and eventually you just realize I'm just a dumb guy. Like, I don't need.
There's nothing wrong with being
no,
a dumb
and
guy.
I do meditate, and it does. Oh, Thunder just lost. They were going to lose anyways, but it's official, 135-100. The Thunder have lost. Just a wash team without SGA. Or did he play? No, I don't think he did play. But yeah, so that's his thing. You know, he's like a headspace guy.
Okay.
And the thing is, though, like, he was just throwing checkdowns to running backs all year long. And, like, apparently he's got a strong arm, but his accuracy is just not good. And he hasn't really developed it there. He's very young.
So why are we taking him?
Because this is what happens with the NFL. Like, they see a guy with a strong arm and, like, some basic competencies that they're like, he's 6'4", he's got a strong arm, he might make the right play or something on occasion. Like, and they're like, we can develop him to something more. You know, like, we can turn him. I don't want a development. Like, if you're going to invest years worth of draft picks to trade up and get a guy, you better be right. Like, I mean, I'll root for the fucking guy if that's who they take. I might melt down when they do it, but I'll come to and I'll sober up. But he's just, whatever. I don't see it. I don't see it. Hey, I wanted them to draft Johnny Manziel, so I can't be trusted on these sorts of things anyway, so whatever.
Things worked out for that guy, right?
Yeah, he's doing great. You know, he had a movie made about him, a documentary. I mean, he must be doing great, you know.
Yeah.
It's really weird with the documentaries in our culture now.
Yeah, I know.
We have just become, like, so conditioned to watch train wrecks.
Yeah. Do you remember when documentaries used to be boring?
Yeah.
Like, when
and
we
now
were,
it's just all, like, true crime stuff.
Even
but
as
even
an
when
adult?
It's not, like, true crime, necessarily, it's still just...
It's spectacle.
Yeah, it's the spectacle of it all.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a new one every other week that people are talking about.
Even when
about
I
now.
Was a young adult, documentaries were still, like, boring.
Yeah.
They were meant to be, like, oh, no, documentaries were something that, like, nerds watched. That's
yes.
not something that mainstream people watch.
Yeah, like Ken Burns Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, we're going to have, like, 10 fucking experts talk over old black and white photographs with nice music.
While the camera pans over them
yeah,
slowly.
Yeah, pans over photographs, and then, like, some raw footage from Babe Ruth, like, walking up to the batter's box. Just looks like shit.
Have you ever watched Ken Burns' Civil War?
No, you always tell me to watch it.
It's great.
So you do enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, now, and then, but the thing was, I think Michael Moore kind of revolutionized it. Because Bowling for Columbine was good.
Yeah.
It was very entertaining. He got booed off the stage at the Oscars for protesting the Iraq War, rightfully.
Uh-huh.
Or was it Afghanistan? I can't remember which one it was at the time. But he won for one. Oh, I think he won for Fahrenheit 9/11, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then he, like, shit all over the Bush administration.
He didn't even shit all over it. He just called it, like, an unjust war or something like that. And people started booing him.
Liberals in Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a wild time post
Hollywood lefties.
Yeah, post 9/11, man. Those 5 years, or I mean, you could even just throw a tacit, like, just a very light criticism of Israel in your speech when you're a Jewish man who made a movie about the horrors of the Holocaust, and you just give a slight criticism to both sides, saying, "We need to stop the killing," and you get, like, people melt down and call you like anti-Semitic, and what is going on out there,
yeah.
man? Like, he's Jewish.
He just said he wouldn't. He renounced his Judaism being used to justify genocide or war, right?
Yes.
Or something along those lines.
Well, he didn't renounce his Judaism. He just
renounced
the idea that, like, any criticism of this can be used as, like, oh, well, that's... what he ended up getting criticized for is exactly what he was renouncing.
Right.
Yeah.
But he said, I renounce my Judaism being used
yes.
for da-da-da-da-da. And that
yes.
was the part that people had an issue with.
And then that's the part that he got criticized
yes.
on, which was just exactly the point he was making. Like, it's wild. Like, it's like the...
Have you seen that movie, too, by the way?
No, I've heard it's just horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, and a very odd, like... not horrifying in the sense, like, oh, God, jump scares, but just, like, an eerie and just, like, the normalcy of life going on when just, like, 100 yards away.
Is the worst terror.
Is the worst terror ever, like, enacted on Earth.
Yeah.
You know? No, I need to watch it.
The I had not heard much about it, but then I heard the way I heard a couple of things about like how it was actually shot. Zone of Interest is the movie that we're referencing, but they shot it all. They like there were no like it wasn't shot like a traditional movie. They like had the house and they hid cameras around the house, and they kind of placed all the actors in the house and had them perform their scenes simultaneously.
Yeah,
and the cameras were just around the house.
Yeah.
So they were recording multiple scenes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can hear other actors in the background and stuff. It's really weird. Like I heard it's
so
very,
like
very
things,
creepy.
Like, yeah, I've heard like the overlay like stuff from like the gas chamber or like you know.
Well,
like, I mean, outside in the back of a window, you see like a smokestack.
Yeah. And like there's parts where like I heard somebody saying that like you could hear a baby crying in the background, but you are not able to tell if that's a baby in the house that
or
they're
like a
in
baby
or a baby in
Auschwitz.
The camp just over the wall.
Is it Auschwitz?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard it's really, like, good. I've heard it's great. But, I mean,
it's one of those, I'm assuming it's one of the movies that you want to watch maybe once and then don't have to watch again.
You're just out on it. I tried watching, it was on Disney Plus last night. I was just clicking around waiting for the Bad Batch because I was off today. So I actually stayed up late and kind of watched a little bit of this week's Bad Batch right when it dropped. But what is that? It's the one that Emma Stone won for.
Oh, Poor Things.
Poor Things. I got about 10 minutes in. I was like, this ain't for me. Very weird. Very strange stuff.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No. Uh-uh.
Very strange
stuff. I can tell
stuff.
It's very avant-garde.
Yes. Now, like, I think the premise was, like, she killed herself, but then, like, Willem Dafoe, like, brought her corpse back to life.
I've known
and so
nothing
she's,
about
like,
it.
And it's very, very odd. Just,
okay.
It's not for me. Yeah, it is super, like, just kind of abstract, avant-garde, weird. It's like, who's that fucking annoying guy? Wes Anderson?
Yeah.
The guy who does, like, the fucking...
That's more kitschy.
The Grand Philharmonic Hotel or whatever the fuck it is. And, like, Royal Tenenbaums. And, no, I mean, if you like those movies, more power to you.
I absolutely adore the Royal Tenenbaums.
You do?
I love that movie.
Hate it.
Yep. I love
that
movie.
The aesthetic, I can't. I just can't. I tried to get into, like, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
That was the one that
because it had
went
all David Bowie songs performed by Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
Chicago Zone. But I just couldn't get into it. There's just something about the aesthetic.
You're missing up Sue George and Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan.
Sue George is a Portuguese guitarist that covered all the David Bowie songs. Sufjan Stevens is the guy from Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sufjan. Well, what movie did he do? Didn't Sufjan Stevens do fucking one of the Wes Anderson movies? Sufjan Stevens.
A lot of
Wes
people will say
Anderson.
that Life Aquatic is the better picture.
Okay.
I much prefer Royal Tenenbaums.
Sufjan Stevens revealed he suffered a breakdown while watching Wes Anderson's 2009 film Fantastic Mr. Fox.
So there you go. You're mixing up that.
That's the first I've ever heard of that. But I just typed in Sufjan Stevens and Wes Anderson. And then the second search result, who is the Wes Anderson of music? The first answer, Sufjan Stevens. So I guess I just kind of lumped them to it because they seem to be.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, they're the same motif.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't
do it.
You're
right. Sue George is the guy, the Portuguese guitarist that covers all the David Bowie songs.
Okay, all right. I thought it was Sufjan.
No.
I get my Sue mixed up, you know? Not a big Sue guy. Don't know much about the Sue. I don't like the Dakotas, and they got all they called their team the Fighting Sue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think they changed
the Johnny
their name.
Cash song.
A Boy Named Sue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I was saying Sue.
Yeah.
You like that Boy Named Sue? You like that song?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. You know, you can't listen to it anymore because of woke. Everything's stupid. I like how Alex Jones arrived to the conclusion that what's going on in Gaza is bad before, like, anybody in the federal government. And the problem is, this is what he's done. The problem is, like, yeah, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. But, like, he's got years of just, like, really actual anti-Semitic shit that he's kind of like insinuated and said that it's like you're not. I don't think him saying anything helps anything. It just furthers the case that, like, see, it's all rooted in anti-Semitism.
This is how far we've fallen. Yep.
Which, yeah. I don't know. But yeah, anyways. So, I don't know. Should we get into...
So that's video game talk.
Yeah, that's video game talk. I did fix the toilet, so I guess I can give myself this quick.
He's a man, such a man.
Well, the toilet bowl, last time you were here, you know, I had mentioned that the toilet bowl, so I got that new fucking thing. Oh, a couple days later, I went down there, I got my hands greasy. It was a pain in the ass, because one of the fucking rings was stripped. One of the fucking, one of the little lug nuts was stripped, and it was the... it was a plastic one, so I literally ended up taking just a nice steak knife and cutting it off. Because, you know, you get a little bit of water down there, and it's kind of slippery already, and then you're at a weird angle to begin with, and you're trying to get just, like, lock the wrench, and you just can't. You just can't.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Yeah, so after about 30 minutes of screaming and just, fuck, you know, like, Larry David trying to open the plastic package type shit. I just went and got a fucking, you know, I looked up a YouTube video. I was like, just get a knife and cut it off. I did that. 20 minutes later, we're filling up the toilet bowl like a champ.
Nice.
Yep. So that was my real man's man moment. Do you do any man stuff? You do anything cool?
I installed a dishwasher by myself.
Oh, you did do that. Okay.
There wasn't a dishwasher there previously, though. Yeah. So it was a heavy lift. I had to run electrical from the fuse box, install a breaker, and then run wire, then fish it up through the wall behind the kitchen cabinet, and then install the outlet underneath the sink. And then I had to run the plumbing from the water supply under the sink over to the dishwasher. And then I had to cut out the cabinet.
Yeah.
There was a cabinet next to the sink where the dishwasher was going to go. And what I discovered, because we have, like, their original cabinets. So they were built in, I don't know, the 50s, 40s, 50s. So they're like nice quality wood, nice quality cabinets.
Yeah.
And I was like, so if I'm tearing this cabinet out, If I preserve the internal structure, I could just build a shell around it and then have a standalone cabinet somewhere. That's what I thought, because the drawers are still good. The doors are still good. Uh-huh. I just need the inside, the rails that it goes on.
Yeah.
So I tried to preserve it as best I could. Apparently, they built shit in the 50s to last.
Yeah.
Because I went to, like, pop these boards off, and they were not meant to be popped off. They, like, I found they were using, like, joinery in the cabinets. Like, they were using wood glue and dowels.
Oh, man.
And, like, dovetail joints. The shit that they make fine furniture out of now.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing for kitchen cabinets back then.
Now they just take some sheetrock.
Yeah. And, like, so I just
don't put more than 20 pounds on this. The whole house will collapse.
I ended up just cutting it apart.
Yeah.
But I was able to slide that dishwasher right in.
Ah.
No leaks.
There you go.
It was very satisfying.
Oh, man. The feeling when that thing wasn't leaking.
Uh-huh.
When I turned the water back on. That's a high, man.
Yep.
Because you know you're done. You're done. You did it.
Yep.
I will say, though, like, that what you did, that was like a... If Real Man's Man was like a video game to mix in with video game talk... If a real man, if that was like a Nintendo game, like I completed like level 3. You're on like the upper level bosses doing a dishwasher, you know?
Yeah.
Like level 1 is like I took a big shit and the toilet is clogged. Like when you're a kid and you unclog the toilet for the first time.
Use a plunger
yeah. for the first time. And then you just can't wait to use the plunger.
Uh-huh.
Because you feel like you've accomplished something. That's like level 1. I think mine was around like a level 4. You're up on like level 20. On like the final boss.
What's the next level for you? You gonna snake a drain?
I've probably already done stuff that's higher than a level 4.
All right.
You
got that piston in your storm door is still broken. You could fix that.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's on the docket. I think that'll be the summer project. I got 3 months to fix the 3 months to fix
the thing that's sitting there for the past 2.5 years.
I just don't care. I mean, look around. I'm a guy who... I'm useless to women. All I'm good for is to have sex with once. You know, like, that's all I'm good for. Like, this is just what it is, man.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, it just is what it is.
Sure.
But yeah, you're right. I should probably fix that door. I'm like Phil Dunphy.
That's not a big project. You could do that.
No. Well, actually, the biggest project is you talk about those things have been sitting there forever, too.
Yeah, they have been.
The vinyl planks. Uh-huh. They're going in the kitchen. I'm breaking up that flooring here soon. I'm going to take a few days off, breaking up the kitchen, and put in the vinyl planks.
Oh, boy.
So that's higher than level 4.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like a level 8. Yeah. You pop them in there, though.
How are you going to cut them? Do you got a saw?
Oh. I was going to hit you up for the Ryobi. I was like, I think Adam has a...
Well, I'll bring my miter over.
You got a table saw?
Well, I have a table saw, but a miter is what you need.
Okay.
You need a chop.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be a mess.
You know, I know a guy that does flooring.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you think that would be?
I don't know. I could get a quote for you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll tell my mom I want it for Christmas. My mom's doing great. She's just doing great. Like, she's just, she loves working, like, and she's directing this program, but she's also at an age now where she can collect her full Social Security and make as much as she wants. So she's just fucking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's like money bags, and she's like the Monopoly guy. She's the Lady Monopoly
guy.
Yeah,
it's bummed that she's not an ELO fan. It would have been fun to have her come to the concert.
Yeah, I don't think she's big on the Jeff Lynne. She does like Elton John.
Yeah.
She's big on Elton John. Just the thing is, when we went to that Gordon Lightfoot concert, I could just tell. My mom is just not a concert.
Her concert days are behind her.
Yes. The lady was whooping at Gordon. We couldn't understand a damn word he was saying. I heard you laughing. That was funny. When he just told that joke about Elvis and it was dead silence. 5,000 people in this auditorium, just dead silence. And all of a sudden you just hear Adam's cackle like a few rows up. And I'm like biting my tongue and like I'm trying not to burst out laughing because it made no sense. Whatever the fuck he said, I've been talking about it. Can you tell I haven't been around people in a while?
A little bit, yeah.
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 I got to get around people, man. I think it's good that the podcast is coming back.
Yeah, you need an anchor.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I've been talking so much.
That's fine.
We're really dominating the conversation here. You got anything else you want to cover?
That's pretty much the gist. You were going to talk about that that battery daddy behind you.
Yeah, let's talk about the battery daddy, and it can also kind of lead in. We got a couple Clonecast recommend songs,
yeah.
Right? So let's do battery talk. Because we discussed it in the last episode, my Christmas present. The battery daddy.
God, it's a great theme.
One of the great themes in all of podcasting. It's time for battery talk. So you got me the battery daddy for Christmas, which thank you again. It was incredible. It comes with a battery tester, and it's got a lot of slots for
Ironically,
batteries.
Ironically, batteries not included.
Batteries not included. The thing would be so expensive. Yeah, that's the problem. And you know they give you the shitty ones, too. They give you, like, Funky or something like that. Yeah. It's like some off-brand Japanese battery. Yeah, like Fujiya.
The ones with Vietnamese, like, written on the side of them.
Yeah. Those are fun to use sometimes,
though.
I do get a certain thrill putting a new one in, like, an Xbox controller.
Or when you buy, like, really, really cheap electronics and pop the battery cover off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Uh-huh. It's fun. I love it. Yeah. Especially when you get, like, a shitty kind of item that's battery-powered and batteries are included.
Yep.
And you get just the worst battery you've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
But you kind of always hold out hope. You're like, maybe this is the guy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is the guy that 4 years from now. I still haven't changed the battery.
Still
in this
going
remote.
Strong.
I still got the Pinnacle battery or whatever the fuck. It's just some dumb fucking name. Anyways, so now you see here, like, I've actually overloaded the double A's. I ran out of room for one double A. I have gotten to the point now, like, the only thing I've really been using batteries for is, like, a controller. And so I've been buying them. I've been trying different brands. I've been trying. I did quite enjoy one of the new Rayovacs that I had mentioned last time. I did almost like a promotion for them, the Fusions, the Rayovac Fusions. But I did also get the Target generic brand and the generic brand from Hy-Vee. I've been going to Hy-Vee a lot. They got the Weight Watchers, fudgicles I like. And every now and then when I go in there, I just want to check out the batteries. And I walk by the batteries. And now these are the Simply Done Alkaline AA. So, Now, what I like about the Battery Daddy is it's like you're carrying around shotgun slugs. Doesn't it look like that? Doesn't it look like I can fuck some shit up? Just a hammer pump shotgun, you know? Just put a fucking D battery in there.
Just open that chamber and load them up.
Now, the thing is, I got some AAAs in here. I'm loaded up on the AAs. Wait a second. Is that? Wait a second. We might have an adjustment to make here. Hold on. Sorry, this is very fun for me. No, never mind. That's a AA adjustment. Never mind. Never mind. It's a AAA spot. But anyway, so I've been trying to load it up naturally. I want to do a natural loadout on this. I want to, like, until I need to use a D battery, I don't want to have to fill those slugs. Now, I think it would be fun. It would be very fun to, like, just buy them all. It'd be expensive.
That's what you got to do.
It'd be, like, a couple hundred bucks. It would be fun to fill it up, but I need to come to a situation. I want a natural fill. I'm going natty on my Battery Daddy, okay? I'm not juicing it at all. So, like, a lot of these double A's, you know, that's going to be a rotating in and out. The triple A's are probably going to see a lot of action in the Battery Daddy. Going to collect some dust on some of these other ones, the 9 volts. I may look around. I think I might have some 9 volts somewhere that I could throw in there. The problem is I've also gotten into using the battery tester.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of batteries are just, you're out, bud. You're out.
Well, I know what I got to do now. Every opportunity I have to give you a gift, it's going to require a different kind of battery.
Hey, man, if
you're hope you like walkie-talkies for your
birthday. Walking in the front, you're in line just waiting to get checked out, and you see a double A or something there. Pick it up for Tom.
Oh, no. I'm just getting you products that require the batteries need to go out and buy.
So it's still technically a natural.
So, yes, yeah. I'll be getting you some walkie-talkies. Yeah.
But anyways.
Actually, a CD boombox from the mid-90s. Those don't require your Cs.
Yeah, I do have one of those. Wait a second.
Talk to them quick.
What else? What would require Ds, though? That's the big one. Maybe a Vexlar ice fishing radar? A remote control car, that could do it. Oh, I had a Nerf fully automatic gun that I think required Ds.
Now, I think I might have put batteries. I bought this little boombox.
Speaking of the Minneapolis Miracle, this boombox here, this little Jensen CD player radio, I bought this the day of the NFC Championship game in 2018, the week after the Minneapolis Miracle. I had a lot of stuff to do around the house, and I wanted to catch every bit of pregame coverage possible. So I bought this, I loaded it up with batteries, and I had yard work to do, and I carried it outside with me so I could listen to everything constantly. I don't know, I just didn't like use the iHeartRadio app, but whatever. I thought this was whatever. So, interesting enough, I do remember loading it up with batteries. I don't know if I ever unloaded it, but we can do this live on the air.
So hard, you pop that open, it just sprays acid all in your face.
Oh, we can add some slugs! We got 6 C's to add. Hold on a second. Might as well play the...
This is exciting
Play the
stuff.
Music while I load it up. This is why people come to the podcast. Oh, look at that. And I got it plugged in, so I'm not even using these now. So this is a natural.
Uh-huh.
We should probably test them, right?
Oh, those are the Up and Up brand, too.
Yeah, they're Up and Up. Okay, I'm going to test this C out. Let's take a look at it. I'm still getting acquainted with the positive and negative as well. If you haven't used batteries in a while or gotten into the battery game, you kind of forget which one's positive, which one's negative.
Positive's always got the nib.
Yeah,
right?
It's the nib. Here we go. Oh, no. I think I'm... Nope, see? I had it backwards.
Oh, okay.
Right, hold on. Oh, no. We're just below the yellow replace. But you know what? Typically the C batteries, I think I could still power this for a while.
Yep.
C batteries can lay low, so I'm going to keep it. And now we got one more C battery and we're loaded up on the C slugs.
C's are the ones that really make you feel like an asshole if you throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, because they're like, heavy.
You can get by with throwing a triple A or a double A in there, but.
Yep. Nope. So.
I forgot to return this.
I'm dropping shit.
They're going to play this clip when they induct us into the podcast Hall of Fame.
I accidentally knocked my headset out. Is the music still going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at least they got that to listen to. I ain't editing this. Oh, no. What happened now?
I got to show you a battery, too. I got a battery. I got a honorable mention for battery talk.
Okay, got my headset back on. I forgot to put the battery tester back in before I locked it up.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
I always need an excuse to open the battery, Daddy.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good to pop it open. I think I might go to Costco and just fill this out. I mean, that's triple A's.
Use those up.
Yeah, I'll use the triple. That's a natural flow, right?
Yep.
Those double A's and 9 volts, though, that's going to be a tough one to come by.
Uh-huh.
I will say this. My one critique of the battery daddy is there's no button battery holders in here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So like a CR2032. Yep.
Isn't that what the back's for? Does the back open up?
Let's see here. The backside just holds more double A's. Oh, that's right. That's right. Where the fuck is it?
Or did I already move it over?
Did I lose the battery?
Oh, here it is. All right, we're going to open the backside. This is an inaugural voyage into the back of the battery, Daddy. Look at that.
You can sneak a button in there.
Yeah, but it's not a natural fit. Anyways, it's the best gift I've ever gotten.
So over the break, I also installed a ceiling fan.
Oh, you did.
And speaking of cheap electronics, it came with a remote.
Oh, I did that ceiling fan, so that's my man card.
Came with a remote that you can put on the wall.
Yeah.
That selects speed and stuff. And the battery inside of it. It came with a battery for the remote, but it's one of those weird not off-brand, but off-lettered batteries. Look at that tiny guy. It's like someone took a AAA and just smushed it down.
I loved those ones as a kid. When you'd get a new battery cell, what is the one? It's like a stubby double A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's a half double A.
Those are the best.
It's called like a 1-2-3 or something like that. Or,
yeah. Yeah. Those ones you'll get in a flashlight a lot.
Yeah. Oh. Talk to him.
Tom's very excited about something. Trying to think of anything else you would find those weird stubby ones in. I know walkie-talkies would have those in. Really ruin a Christmas if a toy required one of those. Really throw the parents a curveball. Also, here comes Tom. Oh, what do we got?
Flashlight. I wonder if it's in it. I think it's D's.
We'll double check.
Could be D's.
Very exciting. Looks like I'm opening up a Stanley.
Whoa! That's your big boy.
That's your big boy. Although, this is the only flashlight I have, so I should probably keep him in there.
Probably.
All right.
But those are the Ever-Readys, too.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's your lightning cat.
He's getting shot. All right, well, that's battery talk.
Good segment.
Should we do some CloneCast recommends?
Yeah. All right.
Whoa! Yada da da.
She bought a bread.
Okay, no actual time warp here, but this is where CloneCast recommends usually shows up. So, my song kind of ties in.
All right,
because not only do I want to do a natural loadout on my battery daddy, I want to hit something that I've come to call the natural loadout on my shuffle playlist. Okay. Now, I've talked before, maybe briefly, but I have a thing when I'm gaming where I have my music on, and like if a song comes on, like I'll get a natural bondsman, so I'll get a natural out of woik, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like it's just on shuffle, and like all of a sudden there it is, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Yep.
You know, like that's a natural Gary Bonds. I didn't seek it out. By the way, ErmasFinlandHouse.com, promo code CloneCast. Don't want to forget that.
See if that promo code still works.
Yeah, see if it still works. Check in with the Bondsman. Bondsman checks in with me every now and then on Instagram. Cloudcast Pod. Check us out. I want to do a natural loadout. Now, loadout, the thing with Loadout by Jackson Browne is on the album, there's the loadout and then there's Stay. And they're two different tracks.
They go
directly into each other. So the most serendipitous of moments within a Spotify playlist would be a natural loadout Stay. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly.
Because I have
you're
both songs saved, but I want them to simultaneously just go into each other.
Yeah.
It's like listening to the Beatles' Love on fucking Shuffle.
Yeah.
Throws it all out of loop.
Or another example, Queen. You got We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions.
Yeah. Or Pink Floyd, Brain Damage and Eclipse on Dark Side.
Like, whole B-side of Abbey Road.
Yeah. Now, I just more care about getting a natural Jackson Browne loadout / stay. So this is the loadout. Now, I'm just going to play a little brief part of it. He actually played this for a bunch of roadies after a concert. Like the roadies. Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
It really is. We've been listening to The Bridge a lot on Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah?
This is on heavy rotation.
Really?
On The Bridge.
So you guys like the loadout?
Yeah.
Do they do loadout stay, or do they just do loadout?
Oh, no. They tack on stay at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of making a playlist with both of them and seeing how far I can get to get a natural one. You know, like, I'll do four songs, and then I'll definitely hit it. And then I'll go up to five.
Yep.
And I'll keep going until it's just like,
when it breaks bad.
This is like trying to predict, like, a perfect NCAA bracket to get a loadout stay. Natural.
What are the odds?
Yeah. A natural shuffle loadout? I don't know. I got, like, 1,000 songs in my, you know, so... Pretty, I mean, possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought the Powerball tickets. Did you buy Powerball tickets?
No, you did not.
Is it up there? Is that a billion? When I was over at my dad's last night, his team won the bowling championship in the bowling league he was in, and they each won like a $200 prize, so they each got $30. He, like, I'm sitting down, and he's talking to me. He's just like, hey, I got some for you. And he hands me $10. He's like, gas money. And I never carried cash. And then I heard it was like $1 billion Powerball. I was like, I'll just $10. It'd be, you know.
Yeah. I did love that growing up when your uncle would just like fold up a $5 bill and just slide it in your hand. You need some walking around money.
Yeah. And they'll always be like, don't tell anybody. My dad still keeps it secret to me when he slips me like a 20 from my stepmom. Like, he'll get up, like, when she goes into the kitchen, and he'll be like, hey, come here. And he, like, gets up, and he, like, pulls me to another room. So you're like, you got a two-room buffer from my stepmom and my dad and me. And then he'd be like, here, just take this. And I'm like, you don't have to give me gas money. He's like, just take it. It's all folded up, and, like, it folded, like, 8 times. Anyway, so this is The Loadout by Jackson Browne.
Now, beautiful song.
Yeah, I'm going to fast forward.
I was going to say, are you going to go to stay?
It's a very long song.
It is.
So anyways, as it kind of winds down after like 6 minutes, they transition into Stay, the classic song Stay right here. Now this would be where the natural loadout hits. So I'm listening to this on shuffle, and then all of a sudden, perfectly into that.
Yep.
That's a natural loadout. And that's my goal. I love this cover. It's incredible. You like this cover?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, wait, let's listen to the gal get going. Let's listen to the gal sing. Promoter don't mind. He changes the lyrics. The union don't mind.
Do you got heavy opinions on Jackson Browne?
Like him.
Yeah. He's got some good tracks.
Right here. It's a good one. Just a little bit alive. Oh, it's good.
Apparently not a great dude, but...
Yeah.
But...
Whoa, this guy could sing his ass off. Why not a good dude? What'd he do?
Joni Mitchell's biography paints him in a very negative light.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the part. Oh, here it is. All right. Well, that's Jackson Brown, the loadout. He's a real piece of shit, so let's just kill that song. I can't listen to Jackson Brown anymore because of woke.
I can't remember what exactly it was. It could be him or somebody else, but somebody might have had some domestic issues.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was him.
You know, he was good friends with, he produced a lot of Warren Zevon stuff.
Oh, sure.
And he really, like, advocated for Warren Zevon when, like, because Zevon recorded an album in, like, 1970, and it flopped.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've ever listened to it, but it flopped. And then he didn't release another album for years.
Yep.
And then, but Jackson Brown, like, really believed in him and really advocated for him. And that's when he stayed in the motel in Desperados Under the Eaves. Like, he wrote song when he was, like, in an alcoholic haze at this shitty motel that he was staying in, and he didn't have money to pay the bill. It's fucking, I love Zevon.
Yep.
He's cool. But yes, yeah, so that's Jackson Brown.
My Clonecast recommends, I've been sitting on, it's one of those songs that I would have texted you.
Is it Play Bouzouki?
No.
Okay.
But
that was a close call.
It is in a different language, though.
Oh.
So it's one of those songs, Play Bouzouki, we got to pull into the podcast at some point. But this is a song that it just, I think I popped up on TikTok, and it's one of those songs that I feel like you're either going to love or hate. It's Italian, and
damn it, you ruined it. I was going to do a guessing game.
I feel like it could be a Eurovision song, but I'm not 100%.
Well, we'll have to check in with our listeners over the seas. Maybe they have some inside information if this song is a Eurovision song. But okay, so let's take a listen to this. I already love it.
Oh, just wait.
What is this called? Sara Perci Ti Amo. Sara Perci Ti Amo by...
Who's the singer? Ricci E. Paveri? Paveri?
Now, if you wouldn't, what I wanted to do is listen to it, and I would try to guess what language it's in.
Sorry.
I would have said, like, Korean.
God damn it.
I know. You had a chance.
Oh, it's so good, though.
This is great. What year is this? Like, 81. I'm going to say 81. This looks like it feels like it's hanging on to the 70s.
Nailed it. 81.
Well, it's got that kind of disco feel, but it's also looks like it's trying to, like, it's like the birth of, like, the new age of the 80s, but it's got that, it's still heavy kind of disco vibes.
Oh, this is going to make your top played list.
This is already one of the 10 best songs I've ever heard. Te amo. Oh, yeah.
Here, you got to see the album cover.
Listen to that bass. Man. It's literally the Italian Peter, Paul, and Mary.
So, how I stumbled across this, there's just...
What the fuck?
There's a TikTok video of some dude that just has a massive speaker walking around the streets of Italy, and he blasts the song, and everybody in Florence starts dancing and walking behind him. So I don't know if it's a
was
huge
this like
Italian
a massive
hit
in 1981?
I have no fucking idea.
It must be. You know what I want to do? I want to go to Italy, get the boombox guy, walk around him, try authentic pizza. I want the boombox guy to be my guy. Italy's like in my top three places I want to go.
Yeah, of course.
What are you guys? I'm an Italy guy. I'm a New Zealand guy.
Italy's up there.
Big France guy.
Spain. I'd love to go to Spain.
I think it just hit Europe.
Ireland.
Yep.
Oh, one place. It's a little more on the advanced travel list, but I would absolutely love to go to Vietnam. I would love to go to Vietnam.
Yeah. Take a flight down to Ho Chi Minh City.
Yeah. Take a motorcycle on up to Hanoi.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting. I would enjoy going there. Well, that's a great song.
Isn't that great?
That was an incredible song. Grease is also up there.
Is this thing making noise?
I thought I heard the boombox making noise. Yeah, great song. You're gonna have to send that to me. Send me the link on Spotify so I can save it because I won't remember the name.
I don't even remember the name.
10 out of 10. We'll have to play Bazooki for people sometime.
Yes, we will.
Because I do want to go to Greece as well. And I want to listen to Play Bazooki while I visit the Parthenon. Now, the cool thing about Fortnite right now, the season right now, is the Greek gods. Greek gods. It's season 5, chapter 2. The Greek gods have entered the Fortnite realm. I tried looking up the lore of Fortnite because, believe it or not, there is a story.
Really?
Yeah. It's basically this place is like, every multiverse possible has interacted with each other into this one location. I gave up at that point.
Gotcha.
Like, okay, I get it. That's why Peter Griffin's running around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just the most lazy way to possibly sell as many skins as possible.
Sure.
Like, there is no possibility that is not possible for a skin.
It is also
like every franchise, everything that's ever been written down, anything.
It is entertaining to the concept of seeing Peter Griffin shoot and kill Solid Snake.
Yes.
From Metal Gear.
Oh, I got Solid Snake.
Uh-huh.
He's cool.
Yeah.
I use Young Solid Snake, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a game I got to get into. Garrick says I got to get into Metal Gear.
Oh, my God. It's one of my top three. I love Metal Gear.
I'll have to play it. The problem is going back and playing games that are classic, but are classic to 1998 standards, and you played it then, and it was fucking revolutionary then. It's tough to go back.
It's also hard
to play it again.
It's also hard when it's a game that's been re-released and remastered multiple times
because
you don't know which one to start with.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll play some version of it at some point.
It's great.
Is that Konami? Gotta love that Konami.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever play Death Stranding?
No.
Really?
No.
You like Kojima?
It's Hideo, but, Kojima, but no.
You call him Hideo?
I just did that.
I call
that
him
one
Hideo.
Time.
This is your reading problem.
Hideo. Yeah,
this
exactly.
Is your reading problem.
Yes.
Hideo.
I'm dyslexic. What can I say?
You ever watch any Miyazaki?
Yeah, of course. I need to watch more, but
you
think I watched
Princess
Mononoke.
Did you watch Spirited Away?
I think so.
Oh, you would remember if you watched it.
Is that the one with the little girl and her parents turn into pigs? Spoilers?
Yes. Yeah. Probably my favorite animated movie.
I want to see the...
next to the Clone Wars movie.
His...
great film. You ever hear about that Zero the Hutt?
His most recent one. The Boy and the Heron.
Yeah.
I heard it's good.
That was good. I love the... that's an aesthetic I do like. I like the aesthetic of Studio Ghibli stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the aesthetic of Wes Anderson.
Sure.
Aesthetics are important, man. Uh-huh. When it's a visual medium, if there's an aesthetic that you do not
you're
vibe
more of a
with,
pastoral kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. Anyways, we should probably talk about the Bad Batch, unless there's anything else that you wanted to get
to. No, let's get into it.
All right, to celebrate the Timberwolves victory, I don't have a transition ready for Bad Batch, but let's just listen to a little Timberwolves. Ahoo!
Fish!
What's the deal with politics? I don't get it. Am I right, people?
A death dozen.
A Thorian alert.
The Thorians, four throats, quite powerful.
All right. Love that Warren Zevon. You know... As a kid, I loved Werewolves of London so much, and now it's like my eighth favorite Warren Zevon song.
Yeah. It's arguably like one of his poor... It's still a great song, but like he's got so many better songs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of how things go with some of these artists.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about The Bad Batch. So obviously, there will be spoilers here if you're not caught up to date on The Bad Batch. I think we're going to focus more on the... last week's episode and then the two released today.
Well, they're just more top of mind.
Yeah.
Before getting
my Good Hood guys in it.
Before getting into those, though, earlier in the season, thoughts?
I mean, it was good. It was good. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's 16 episodes, right?
Because
they got out of there in, like, three episodes. You know, like
15 episodes.
Yeah, Omega and Crosshair got out sooner than I thought they would have.
Yeah.
The whole Nala Se stuff kind of moved it along. She is, did they give her a lobotomy?
She's very low energy.
Yes! I'm trying to, like, did I miss, like, a clue that they cut out, like, part of her brainstem or something?
She's always been kind of quiet.
No, but this is noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, when you're filling out the form at the doctor, and it's like, have you been so sluggish that people have noticed? I think that's what they're talking about.
Well, you know, she's locked
depression.
Up.
Depression.
She's locked up now. Yeah. Maybe she's a big coffee aficionado, and now she doesn't have her Java fix.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but... Very low energy. Yeah. Very low energy from Nala Se.
I did love... So there have been, even this morning, episodes that have taken place completely in the cloning facility.
Yeah.
I have loved. Those episodes have been awesome.
Yes.
I have thought they've been really, really cool. I just found it endlessly entertaining how Nala Se just kept taking the vial of blood and just throwing it in the trash. Just over and over and over again.
Like, when she did that, I'm like, do you only test these people once? And I'm glad they covered that because she just kept tossing it. Really playing with fire there, though. Like, what's to say somebody else doesn't take her sample?
Or a janitor comes along and just...
Yeah. Yeah, 99.2 comes by. Like,
you dropped this.
Also, the clones that are getting the blood work done, very low energy.
Yeah.
Everybody is just... defeated. Now, I did have an interesting thought, though.
Tantus? Is that the name of the planet?
Yeah.
Tantus.
And I got an interesting thought about it. Now, you had mentioned when we first go all the way back to season one of the Bad Batch, your prediction was there was a Battlefront 2 in the game. Speaking of, that game got released, and apparently it just was a mess.
Yeah. Did the their servers just mess. Get...
The servers suck. Like, there's no crossplay or something. That being said, like, if they fix it, I'm buying it.
Yes, absolutely. That game was so great.
I was going to buy it that day, but then I saw the reviews and I was like, I'll wait until they patch this thing up. But you had mentioned that there was a battle in Battlefront 2 where it was like a clone uprising on Kamino.
Battlefront 2's campaign was following a clone trooper in the transition between the Clone Wars and the Galactic Civil War. So it kind of bridges the gap and shows that there were clones that kind of wanted to stay loyal to the Empire, but then clones that were rebelling. And so there's a big rebellion on Kamino from clone cadets, and the Empire contracted with Boba Fett because Jango Fett, I'm sorry. They contracted, or maybe it was Boba Fett. Because
Jango's dead.
That's true. So it was Boba Fett. Because Boba shares the same DNA with the clones.
No.
They figured that he would know how they think, how they act, how to best beat them. So there was a big, like, melee on Kamino that was, like, these clones that were rebelling, and then also clones and regular stormtroopers that were being loyal to the Empire, led by Boba Fett.
Okay.
Going after the...
Now, like, storyline-wise in the game, who wins?
The Empire.
The Empire.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just think about it this way. So... This week, Cad Bane shows up, and he takes the pangolin or whatever and steals it. Pangolin with 4 ears. Whatever that. It looked like an aardvark or something. It's like a little marsupial thing.
Why'd they have to
make
it so goddamn cute?
They got
to
make everything. So fucking Batcher, the dog. I mean, God, he's just always... Fucking Ahsoka's ears pop up whenever I'm watching the fucking show. They got to give cute stuff. You know,
It's also hilarious to see that stormtroopers, when attacked by Batcher, show more restraint than any cop in America. Because that thing would be dead before it could even take a step.
Yeah, I know, that's sad stuff to talk about. But yeah, you're absolutely right. No, but I was kind of, I was thinking about it, though. Like, maybe that's where this is leading. Like an uprising on Tantus of the clones.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think, like, there's a fair amount of clones they're testing there. Like, do we know the population of clones on Tantus?
I don't know. I think a fair amount.
There's a fair amount, but I don't know if we ever really seen just like a mass group of them.
I don't think
We've seen
them
being like shuffled through the hallways and stuff, and they all look depressed. But I gotta assume there's enough there for an uprising.
I would think.
And so I kind of feel like Omega and the Bad Batch are going to lead that kind of uprising. And I think Cad Bane, or you could get Boba Fett. And that could build up the Cad Bane-Boba Fett kind of tension. Yeah. that we've seen in other Star Wars stuff, but that's just kind of my thought where that storyline, and yeah. that, I think that's where this, that's my prediction for where this is all ultimately going. And I'm not even sold that anybody from the Bad Batch survives.
Sure.
I totally think we could get like a snuff ending, yep. like a not a happily ever after, like even Omega. Like sure. just, but like going out in a very Rogue One, like we did it, like fuck the Empire.
Yeah.
This was a fucking hit to the Empire.
Yep.
Something like that.
I do. Yeah, that would be very, very cool. It was earlier on, I think it was very, I had a good time watching Crosshair reluctantly going with Omega and turning into yeah. kind of like a reluctant father figure.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And now they're just totally integrated again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It
did in like, I'm happy that they didn't belabor this point too much, but they did show that, like, Crosshair coming back to Hunter and Wrecker. Hunter and Wrecker, like, it took a minute for them to get reacclimated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same deal with, like, with Darth Vader being back on the light side. It's like, well, you did kill thousands.
Yeah.
Like, technically, Crosshair did mow down civilians with yeah. nary a thought, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the one thing that I was kind of thinking about with it is, now, can we just get the elephant out of the room and just talk about the last few weeks' episodes? I mean, the season started off great. I think Batcher's a cute addition, the dog, you know, it's cute, well, it's fun.
It's also great that it's just Bronx from Gargoyles. It is. It's exactly what that is.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a fun yeah. little dynamic. The animation continues to be just absolutely superb. I like Omega's new little hair.
Yep.
I like some of the development that they have. But really, I feel like the bulk of everything has happened in the last second half of episodes yeah. that we've had so far. Like, it was just a lot of setup, and now we're here. But I'm just going to get it out of the way. This is what I've been talking about. It's the episode. This is what I wanted to talk about most. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm okay. so in love with so you. So that's my Asajj Ventress music, if you're new to the Clonecast. She's in what I call the Polycule. I have a lot of girlfriends in the Polycule, and these are just characters that throughout the Clonecast I have...
Tom has fallen in love multiple
yes,
times.
Yes, I have a sweet tooth for sexy animated ladies, and so we have the Duchess of... I don't know how that's not the Duchess! I'm really not good at hitting the button. I'm rusty. We got the Duchess. You know, we got probably one of the most unheralded and greatest of all, Tekla, Meenow. Remember the soliloquy I gave her?
Yes.
Oh, I love that
one. Never forget.
Oh, you like that Stevie Nicks, do you? Now, I'm surprised you're a big Jackson Brown guy and you shit on Don Henley all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an enigma.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Mystery wrapped in a riddle. You know, we also got Bo-Katan Kryze. Oh, yeah. We got Mekath Tua. My Mortis daughter is missing. Oh, here it is. Mortis daughter. Okay, well, you get the point. Avar Chris. You get it. Anyways.
Lovely lady. Yeah,
toe tapping for 2 minutes there, tap dancing. But anyway, so Ventress shows up last week. Now they had met up with Fennec Shand, fucking awesome. Love seeing Fennec.
She's great.
And they're wondering about the M count. I love how we just can't say midichlorian anymore. It's just M count. It's so secretive. Like
they did. I thought they
it's
were
like not saying Voldemort. You know, it's
I thought they were going to wait a little bit because they did tease
Ventress
Fennec
in the trailer.
Well, they teased Fennec reporting their location to somebody.
Okay, yeah,
and. Like, I thought it was going to remain a mystery for, I don't know, six episodes or something. But no, they paid it off pretty quick.
Yeah. And so she shows up. She's the contact that Fennec had in mind. So she, you know, the Batch helps Fennec. By the way, Echo just doesn't exist anymore. They were like, we're tired of trying to figure out storylines for Echo.
It was like in one episode, two episodes.
I love the emotional reunion of Omega and, you know, Hunter and Wrecker. And then the Echo one is just like, we have to have her hug him. But she quickly, like, moves on to the conversation. Yep. And it's just like, oh, man, like, the Echo stands definitely got done dirty by the Bad Batch. Yep. Like, he has been phased out more and more. And he's a guy that we just assumed was dead.
Uh-huh.
And they bring him back for this. And now he's just kind of taking a smaller and smaller role each season as we go further.
He's got to be coming back now in the next subsequent episodes.
But speaking of bringing back people from the dead... So Asajj Ventress shows up. That's the contact Fennec Shand had for the M, you know, getting information on what the Empire wants with the M counts. And I got a real problem with it. I'm sorry. Like, I'm open to it. Like, first of all, she dies in Dark Disciple. If you haven't read Dark Disciple, it was going to be, it's been, there has been like, there was like a half completed episode that was going into the Dark Disciple arc of the Clone Wars that you can watch. It's like beat for beat with the first few chapters. And it is considered canon. Like, mm-hmm. It is a canon novel. She dies a very meaningful death. Extremely. And she kind of like redeems herself. Because we talk about Crosshair, war criminal, redeeming himself. And, you know, like the power of redemption, and you know, you can't give up on people. I think it's a good story to have. People can change.
Yep.
Tell the baby, people can change. You know, I used to be a piece of shit.
Uh huh.
Not anymore. You know, you go get your sloppy steaks. Did you ever watch I Think You Should Leave? Okay. I just thought it was cheap. It was cheap to me.
Well,
they didn't explain shit.
It was an example of like shoehorning in a character.
Yes.
Like, and there's no reason for it. It just was there.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I tend to scoff at this kind of stuff and I kind of roll my eyes. I don't care. You know,
well,
I don't get up in arms. I don't go on like Twitter and be like, bah!
I've seen a lot of commentary from a lot of fans who've brought up the fact that canonically she is dead.
Yes.
And they've brought that up to Filoni and other producers and writers, and all the responses I've seen are,
we are honoring the canon here.
We know, like, there is an explanation.
Yeah. Well, I think the most obvious explanation would be is this is some sort of clone.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Well, she did
but
say...
But we know they can't perfect the M-count stuff yet, so
she did.
Still...
She did say in this episode, like, somebody said something, and her response was, I have got a couple more lives left.
Yeah, and I hated that fucking line.
So...
They're acting like she's a fucking cat.
She could have been... I mean, if anybody is going to come back from the dead, I mean, it's on a planet of witches who are known for resurrecting people, so...
Yes, but Mother Talzin was gone and dead, and, you know...
I'm just saying, an argument... Logically, I could wrap my head around it. More so than a lot of the other people that have been brought back.
Yeah, well... Oh, yeah, I mean, you can make some very plain arguments, you know, and just like with stuff that we know within the Star Wars universe that could be used to bring her back.
Yeah.
She could be cloned, could be some dark magics, whatever. The problem I have with it is I think it cheapened her death.
Sure.
I think she died a very like noble death.
Well, especially to people that have like taken the time to read the book
understand. The book literally had me in tears.
Yeah.
I was crying at the end, like Asajj Ventress had finally gone.
You read the last passage on the podcast.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Like, it is probably if you just had random people read Star Wars books, I would bet that 25% of people would be like, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, very, very good Star Wars book. And so I don't know. And it just felt cheap. They didn't explain anything. I know that they may explain something down the line, but I don't really care what the explanation is.
The only thing I can think of is either she is going to play a bigger role in the subsequent episodes of Bad Batch, maybe going back to Tantus, maybe helping them out some other way, or this is just setting up them turning Dark Disciple into an animated, like, miniseries, Like doing a series about but like about
the timeline of it all. I mean, Dooku was still alive in Dark Disciple.
Well, that,
I mean,
what I'm saying is they could do a mini series about Ventress where it's flashing back and forth between her in the present day and then going back into the Clone Wars and basically animating Dark Disciple, like doing her death and then showing how she's still here.
Yeah.
And then what she's doing from this point now moving forward.
Yeah. Well, like, one issue I had was just kind of how she was just shoehorned in and just kind of used as like a pawn stand in here. Like, oh, look at this. It's like when you're watching the Royal Rumble and holy shit, Shawn Michaels is back for the fifth fucking time.
Yep.
You know, like, I can't believe Shawn Michaels is running out the Royal Rumble and he's 57 years old. Like, that's what it felt like to me. And I was just like looking at the episode itself and like there was a scene where Omega's like, I trust her. And she's telling everybody else, like, I trust her. You should trust her too. And
at that moment, I thought one of them should be like, yeah, but Mega, you fucking trust everybody.
Yes.
It's not necessarily a good thing.
But especially after Batcher was scared shitless when she, like, Batcher's got wild emotions when it comes to Asajj Ventress. But there was in that scene, she said, I didn't give up on you, Crosshair.
Yep.
And Crosshair kind of has a moment of reflection there. And I thought that was a good point. Yeah. But I feel like Asajj, you could have stretched this out and gave it more guff. You could have gave her a few episodes where Hunter learns from her that, like, people can change. And that's how he comes to a resolution with fully reaccepting Crosshair as his brother. You could use her in a more effective way rather than just somebody that shows up and is like, hey, can you balance a fucking Jogan fruit?
Yep.
You know? Like, it just...
No, I agree with that.
She's just a much bigger character in the universe that it just felt, you know, like, just, you know, you could have thrown in fucking Quinlan Vos, and I'd be like, okay, it's Quinlan Vos that just randomly showed up. Like, that would make more sense, too, because we know from Obi-Wan Kenobi he's, like, out there helping Force-sensitive children in the Underground Railroad.
But maybe that's why, is because we are meant... She is still a character that, like, and it's not made entirely clear if she is completely on their side or not.
She's on her own side. She said as much.
Right. But, like, we don't know if she's helping them or if she's just going about stuff to benefit her. Like, we don't know. It's ambiguous. Whereas if it were Quinlan, we would know that currently at this point in time, he's helping people.
Yeah. And that line will make more sense if they do more with her.
Yes.
But I just, where it stands right now, I thought it was just kind of disheartening that they did it. And honestly, like, I don't really care where her story goes from here. If they do flesh it out more, I think they should. I mean, if you have a character that is a really important character in the Clone Wars, and then you kill her off in canon, and then you just bring her back, and all you give us is, I have plenty more lives, like, you just leave it kind of just open-ended like that. You don't really know. I think you should explain it if you care so much about canon.
It would be.
I just think, for me, any explanation they give, I think it just cheapened her.
Yeah.
It just cheapened her. And I just think you've said it before many times in this podcast. It's okay for people to stay dead. Create a new character. Do something.
That's something where when this season started, I saw multiple people online that said, like, oh, Tech isn't really dead. They're going to clone Tech, or they found him and they're going to bring him back to life.
Yeah.
There's a theory that, like, the guy behind the mask, the, like, super commando clone that's hunting them down.
Yeah.
I saw somebody that was like, what if that's Tech? I think that's Tech. And it's like
the special assassin guy,
a clone of Tech.
I feel like it's more like a clone of Crosshair, to be honest.
Like, I just, there's no stakes if people are just brought back from the dead, like, every fucking time they die.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that's a Crosshair clone. Like, I think that guy could be
if it's
Crosshair
fucking
clone.
Anybody.
I mean, he's got the shot. So I don't know. I hope that they do more with it. I think they've cornered themselves into having to do more with it if they really care about that character.
It would be cool if they did do something to cover Dark Disciple, because it would be cool to see the Clone Wars animated in, like, this style, like, with modern animation.
Yeah.
It would be really cool.
Well, we got season 7.
To revisit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the animation's even improved since season 7.
Or give her, like, give her 20 minutes on the next season of Tales of Jedi or something.
Yeah.
You know? That would work. I think, you know, I just feel like I don't like that they brought her back. But I'm willing to be open-minded about it. I just haven't seen anything yet that makes me think, like, yeah, I'll be cool with this. I'm fine with this. That being said, I've enjoyed the season. I thought it was just a big blunder.
Yep.
And I think just bringing her out like that and just kind of giving her these vague lines and just giving us nothing. I don't know. I would assume they're doing more, but I don't know. Even if they do more, though, like I said, I just don't like it. Don't like it.
We got a lot of beasts this season.
Good beasts, yeah.
A lot of beasts. There's that weird snow worm that was chasing them all around.
I liked the sea beast that Ventress
bonded with. The sea beast was pretty cool.
That's a big beast.
It had a beak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did have a beak. Big beast.
I love when the eyes get a squiggly pupil.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff.
Good stuff.
A lot of good beasts.
It's like a giant cuttlefish.
I also like that the kind of like the flora beast that they were experimenting on in that one planet.
Oh, yeah.
When they were going around there.
Oh, and the guy that they got the bounty on.
Yeah.
The weird bug guy.
Yeah, yeah. Mantis Man.
Yeah.
I like Mantis Man. He's strong.
Yeah.
He was throwing Wrecker around.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Mantis Man's a good guy. I also like how Wrecker became a crocodile hunter. He's wrestling with crocodiles. Steve Irwin it up on that planet. They just went to Florida to find the praying mantis.
Did.
Yeah, it's great.
Once I saw the fan boat, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Like, yeah!
Well, you know who has the best fan boat?
Uh-huh.
Mal Hutta.
Of course.
Yeah. Go see Ma, Pa. Go see your huts. But we can talk about this week's episode, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. The ending, it was clear as day that he was going to miss that shot. She's like, you can just shoot it with the backup. And I'm just like,
what I thought.
One of the whole subplots is Crosshair just.
But like they're basing they're hedging all of their bets on two trackers. It was like if I were in that, like, I was expecting them to like just outfit her in trackers, like have her swallow one.
Yeah.
You know, or put multiple ones on her, and then Crosshair should be shooting every fucking stormtrooper he comes across with a tracker.
Yes.
Just everybody track fucking everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
For a second, I thought they were going to do, because at the very end when they're flying away, there's a scene where Omega takes off her hat and kind of rests it in her lap.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to pan down and she just had a tracker like in the top of her hat.
I'll be interested to see what, you know, they do to the village, the Empire. Because, I mean, they left there, but like all those fucking troopers are still there.
Yeah.
Like, and
I'm sure they'll leave peacefully.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everyone's
it's
property.
Not going to be destroyed. You know, like it's not going to be burned to the fucking ground. Like I just the idea of like I'm going to turn myself in. It's the only way. It's like they're going to burn this fucking place to the ground either way.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Hunter and Wrecker are still there.
Yeah.
They're still going to try to tear the place.
I've literally seen the Bad Batch like take out like 100 fucking normal. Like they just, you know, like they like just get back together and formulate a plan.
It was awesome seeing Hunter go nuts trying to steal that ship, too.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Real badass of that fucking assassin clone guy to fucking just shoot the pilot. I was like, fucking dude's metal, man. That's good bad guy shit. I respect that. I respect that. I do like how his shot fell so limply.
Yep.
I thought it would be closer than that, but it was...
He missed by a mile.
Yeah.
Even if those stormtroopers hadn't have distracted him, he still would have missed.
That's like you've had one too many and you're about to have sex and it's just, nope.
Not going to work.
God. Just the deflating feeling. Like, this is the worst day of my life. Just
God, Hunter is going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I really loved like the whole Emery storyline now where she's taking over.
I do
as the main scientist, and when she went and talked to Nala Se, I loved the line where she was like, I'm powerless, what am I supposed to do? And Nala Se was like, are you? And like it kind of left at that.
Yeah.
But now that is the thing that I think has spurred her on a little bit. So once Omega hits the ground on Tantus, it's going to be Omega and Emery time, like formulating a plan to...
Well, they're sisters.
Yeah.
I do find it funny that like Nala Se was able to drop that bit of wisdom there while her brain slowly leaked out of her eyes, like so just zapped it, just Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at the end. Like, gosh,
They probably got her pretty sedated.
Emery's gonna rip a fucking, he's gonna rip the faucet out and throw it out the window and escape Tantus.
I also had the thought, too, because there's the part where Hemlock is talking to the commando droid about going and getting, what was it? They were going to get another child or something? Or they were going to bring that, they were bringing the one child to Tantus or...
The pangolin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were doing something in Emery was like, well, I'm going to go with. And he was like, no, the trooper was like, no, this doesn't concern you. And then Hemlock, she went to him and she was like, I am leading this thing. I need to be with this child from now on to ensure its quality.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or it's not tampered with or something.
Yeah.
And Hemlock's response was just like, yeah, okay, fine. Do whatever you want. And I just...
Yeah, when Hemlock promoted most lazy promotion.
I knew that Commando Trooper was like, ah, fuck. Like, he thought he was just going to, like, easily bring this guy to Tantus without any problem. Yeah. And now he's got to, like, have Emery asking questions and being along for the ride.
Yeah. I do like how it was the pangolin that put her over the top.
Yeah.
Like the Itachi that she was kind of bonding with a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, you're cute, but you're not as cute as the pangolin. That's really going to make me rediscover my humanity for what's going on. Really gross. Really yeah. gave me... I actually had, like, cringy vibes of watching the Empire experimenting on these kids. Like,
yeah.
It was
creepy, dark,
man. It was dark. I do like how the Miralyn kid, the tall one, he looks just like the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, he does.
I just know that kid's going to grow up to be 18 feet tall and they're going to plant him in Le Sueur, Minnesota, you know? We should go visit
He's
that Jolly Green
step
Giant.
On like bugs.
You want to go visit the Jolly Green
sure.
Giant?
Sure.
That'd be a fun trip.
Yeah. What else is there to do in Le Sueur?
Well, you can visit the Jolly Green Giant. You can look at the Jolly Green Giant billboard.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a billboard when you're driving on the 169 South. And it's like covered by a lot of trees, but then the Green Giant just
yeah.
rises above the trees.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Is it Brainerd that has the big Paul Bunyan and Babe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Alexandria has a large Viking.
Yep.
Yep.
North St. Paul has a giant snowman.
Yes, they do. White Bear Hyundai has a giant polar bear. So. Yeah. It's an inflatable one. But he's cool. He sits on the roof of the building. Oh, we got Hyundai.
I do miss when car dealerships used to just have giant balloon animals on
yeah.
top of them.
Just put a giant gorilla on your
when
fucking
I was
thing.
A kid.
Why? I don't know why. It works.
When I was a kid, that happened constantly.
And it fucking works. Like, at least it worked as on kids. I was just like, holy shit, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Can we drive
There'd
around?
There'd be a brontosaurus on
yeah.
top of one.
Oh, my God. The delight when you would go to a Sinclair gas station and they had the
yeah,
brontosaurus out.
The big dinosaur.
Love a dino. Love a dino. God, those Jurassic Park sets are so overpriced, too. That's one that I bought in return. It had the Brachiosaur one.
Yep.
It was the Brachiosaur with Alan Grant.
They got that new Raptor Escape one out.
Oof. I do want the T-Rex skull. That
mm-hmm.
would be fun. You see that T-Rex
yep.
skull? Yeah. A lot of good sets. There's some cool, like, mini Star Wars ones that came out, like the Falcon.
Those are really cool.
Yeah.
I want to pick those up.
Those are also overpriced, though.
They're all overpriced now. Did you see the one, it's like a picture one, like a wall one, that's Gotham, like Batman the Animated Series?
Ooh.
It's pretty cool. It's like you build it flatly, and then you, like, hang it on the wall.
Is it one of those ones with just the round?
No, it's got, like, I think 3D.
Kind of like the Van Gogh one?
Yeah.
Yep. Starry Night?
Yep.
How big is it?
I don't know. Google it. See how many pieces.
Whoa. I got to go to the Lego store. We didn't even talk about the argument, Steve, that you were saving.
Oh, I'll have to save that one.
I'm excited to hear about this. Now,
I gotta get some follow-up.
Yeah.
I need to go back in.
And we should go back in. The plan was we were going to go visit Steve and then go see Madam Web at the theater right across the way.
We missed our chance.
I think Madam Web was out of theaters rather quickly.
Yes.
I was like, let me just watch it on, you know. I do want to watch Madam Web.
Yeah.
I do. Anything sticking out to you that you want to discuss about the Bad Batch thus far?
No, I mean, I'm
the season feels pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's just going to burst in the last 3-4 episodes. It's just going to be chaos.
They did mention that they got the Empire got Sid, and that's how they got the information out of them. So
I never liked Sid.
Nope.
I was very clear about that. I don't trust that Sid. I do like Rhea Perlman. She was great in Barbie. It was great to see her in Barbie. Not so much in the Bad Batch. Yeah. I do not like Sid. Don't trust Trandoshans.
No.
Is that specious of me to say?
When you have a track record like this.
They hunt Wookiees for sport.
There's been like what?
It's like part of their culture.
One Jedi Trandoshan.
Skier.
Yeah, it's not a good track record.
Yeah, not a great track record on the Trandoshans. When you see a Trandoshan, keep an eye out because they might be up to something shifty.
My prediction is I think Omega and Emery are going to be the ones to either
escape,
to either get contact with, Rex and Echo and Hunter, and they'll be the ones to emit and get the location out to them, or they're not even going to be involved at all, and it's just Omega and Emery that is going to like coordinate the rebellion from within the base themselves.
Okay. Do you think the Batch would then like show up in the middle of the fight or something? Could be. Somehow? I don't know. I do think that I could see Emery and I just don't think this is going to be a happily ever after thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think Hunter or Wrecker is going to die.
Well, Wrecker's still unconscious.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine right now. If they're going to kill him, they're not killing him now. God, that would be funny if that fucking assassin clone turned out to be Crosshair.
That would be funny.
God, jeez. Then I'd have a whole nother rant. It's been very good, though. I did not like the Ventress. Let me put it this way. I liked Ventress.
She looked great.
She's great. I love the hair. She looks so good. I want to date her. I want her to carry me around places. We know. Button doesn't work. Who cares? You get it. But I like the character, and I like seeing the character. Yep. I just don't like where it goes.
Nika, too? Great work.
Love the foot.
Great work.
Do you think she recorded with a bowler hat on? Do we think she recorded with a bowler hat?
Yeah, she came in looking like that girl from Four Non-Blondes.
Yep. Love that shit, too. I've been listening to the disco version of that song.
Yeah.
Oh, it is hell a good yeah. one. You've seen the He-Man video, right? Where
I
they,
think so.
They,
oh,
they
yeah, 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 yeah.
Also, oh, have you ever heard the disco-ass version of If You Could Read My Mind?
I don't know.
Incredible.
Oh, I know what I'm listening to on the ride home.
Oh, look up the disco version of I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Is there anything that you want to say? Anything else about Bad Batch?
No, my mind has just been centered on the Ventress stuff, honestly. Like, that's all I've been thinking about. And the limp dick shot that fucking Crosshair took. Which it was clear as day it was coming, but I was just like, this is a terrible plan. Like, right away, I was like, this is a bad plan.
This is not good.
His hand's shaking all the time. Do we think that gets worse, or do you think they get something, they figure it out and get him better?
I don't know. He needs a trip to the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah. Well, he needs a trip. He needs to get some information from Tantus, I think. Maybe get some of that plasma reinjected that they're taking out of everybody. It seems to make everyone very sluggish. Yeah. They keep extracting. They're donating plasma too much. You can't donate plasma that many
Typically,
times a month.
When you donate blood or get blood drawn, they give you a cookie or something afterwards
you
to rebound
it
from
up.
It.
Oh, man, you would be napping the whole time. You would be dragging ass, wouldn't you? You wouldn't last very long in Tantus.
So we have 4 episodes left? 5? 6?
Those 11 came out today. Yeah. 5 episodes?
Yep.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's 5. I don't want to give a rating on a half a season.
No.
I think the animation continues to be spectacular.
I
love the show. Didn't like the 9th episode. Didn't do much for me.
Anything to say about the Acolyte trailer?
I didn't study. I watched it, but I didn't like, and I'm not that active on Star Wars Twitter right now, so I didn't like see if there's any Easter eggs in the background. I just watched and I was like, that looks cool. I'm excited to watch it. That's about all. I mean, I think the High Republic stuff is really cool. I'm very interested to see the universe in that era.
Yeah.
We have not seen this era. Now, granted, it's a couple hundred years, but we haven't seen it in that era. It's kind of, we've had books and stuff, and we've had a lot of High Republic books, but this is the first time that we're going to see like a visual representation of this era of the Republic, which I'm very excited about.
The main pushback that I've seen is people are up in arms.
It'll probably look kind of the same, but
people are up in arms because
is it woke?
Technically violating canon, because the Sith are supposed to be like, the Jedi aren't supposed to know about the Sith. So the fact that the Sith are revealing themselves technically is violating canon, so people are kind of up in arms about it. But it's still quite a ways between that and in the Old Republic, right? Right? How many years?
The Old Republic. I mean, yeah. I mean, no. Like, I think Darth Bane, it's probably about 800 years before, after Darth Bane.
Okay.
Darth Bane, I think, was around 1,000 years before the Battle of Yavin. Or 800. I can't remember.
Oh. Hey, there you go.
Got my map. Yeah. Remember when I was going to read every single Star Wars
yes.
book? I went pretty far. I got pretty far in it. Yeah. 1032.
What about between High Republic and Phantom Menace?
Well, that's like 200 years.
200?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's the specific line where they talk about how long the Sith have been gone?
The it's yeah. Penis Head, who's like, the Sith have been extinct for almost a millennia.
Well, he's just horny. He's just thinking with his dick all the time. He doesn't fucking know.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of thing where, like, that's the kind of thing where I don't get up in arms
yeah,
about it.
I don't give a shit.
It's very minute. It's just a throwaway fucking line.
I thought it was interesting the first lines. The first line in the trailer is...
Lightsaber's like orange.
The first line in the trailer is the main Jedi, like, guiding a meditation for the younglings. And the first thing he says is, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And he says, like, your eyes can deceive you. And the entire reason why the Sith returned are because the Jedi's had their eyes closed the whole fucking time. Yeah.
Did you like the little guy, the first little guy
oh,
they show?
Oh, hell yes.
That little, what, yeah. I forget what the fuck.
I forget that species, but yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
I think his name's Earl or something. I don't know. They're going to give him a cool name. I think his name's like Buddy.
It was cool to see Wookiees.
Yes. I'm curious. Like, I can't remember. It's been a little bit. Did they say the word Sith in the trailer?
I don't think so.
Just because you're an acolyte doesn't mean you're a Sith.
Yeah.
Like, there's been dark Jedi all throughout, like, Old Republic stuff, yeah. And there's dark Jedi that aren't necessarily associated with the Sith Empire. Like, there's dark side users and stuff. Like, the Night Sisters, I mean, it's some weird force yeah. magic shit going on there. Like, it's just, like, there have been wielders of the Force or some form of the Force that have been considered dark,
yeah.
but aren't a Sith.
Yep.
So you necessarily aren't like, you could just have a dark Jedi that broke bad.
Yep.
Like Baylan Skull. Do we know he's a Sith? I don't think he's a Sith.
No.
I think he's a fucking guy with Force abilities that.
But that was after. This is before.
I know. I'm just saying though. Yeah, like, yeah, there's yeah. precedent where we've seen.
Oh, I agree with you.
Dark side wielders that aren't quote unquote Sith.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you this, though. I can't wait to see that Carrie-Anne Moss kick some ass.
Oh, yes.
She was in good form.
Yeah. You ever see that Matrix? Not many people have seen that Matrix. No, I'm excited about it. It'd be cool. I like the High Republic. It's a cool era.
Yeah.
I don't know how different things are going to look around the temple
probably
and stuff.
Not much.
They're going to have different.
Just different enough.
Yeah. They're going to have cooler suits.
Yeah.
The High Republic Jedi gear is. It kind of mimics the High Republic, like the words of the High Republic.
Yeah.
They look much more grand.
Well, it's like I forget what era it is in actual history, but it's like when swords became like decorative and ornate.
Yeah.
Because nobody was fighting. So
yeah.
swords just became like decorations. There was no need to have them
yeah.
be functional. So I think I read somewhere that like the High Republic did the same thing with like lightsabers.
Yes.
A lot of their equipment was like ornate and
well,
like
there's
because
like a
they
big...
don't really fight.
The Sith were wiped out. I mean, Old Republic. I mean, the Sith were really wiped out when Darth Bane came around. He was in, like, kind of the final battle between the Jedi and the Sith where he, I can't remember the exact word it was, but it was like this giant force bomb went off on this planet and it, like, killed everything. All the Sith just gone. Just, like, scattered, shattered, gone.
Rule of Two.
Yep, and then the Rule of Two got, it started there because of Bane. And he was there. But the thing is, I don't know where I was going with it. I had an idea, but now it's gone. It's the marijuana. Well, I was going to say, the Jedi Order, like, you kind of saw the decay of the Jedi Order. That kind of reminded me of, like, kind of, there's, I forget the Jedi's name, but kind of like the lead general of the Jedi in this particular battle, like, was kind of like a celebrity Jedi.
Oh, sure.
Like, he was very, like, good looking. He is charismatic. Like, people knew him. And he dressed in, like, luxurious robes. And so, like, they had begun closing their eyes. Like, I think after that battle, they just kind of, like, forgot about the Sith completely. And so, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be Sith. I don't think acolyte necessarily means Sith. Like, you can have dark side people, that doesn't mean Sith.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And even if they do, it's not something that I care
about. Yeah.
Like, okay, so there was a Sith. I don't know. Maybe it didn't get out. Maybe they burned the records or something.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's some fucking shenanigans there. Maybe we see Darth Plagueis, like, erasing. Anything. Anything's possible. You could do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's an era that hasn't been that covered. So.
You could have that weird Men in Black flashlight stick thing that makes you forget.
Yeah, just bring Will Smith in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I look forward to that.
Me too.
It will be very cool to see that. I don't got anything else. You got anything else that you want to talk about? Okay. Let me just kind of gather here. Should we do a quick I do want to do a quick hood for the first part of Bad Batch that we got in here. So let's do a good hood.
I beg your pardon, but what do you mean, naked?
Because we met a guy this week.
Showing. My goodness.
He's a real greasy, nasty guy.
Shooter.
That's a bow shooter. Devin got a new job. Congrats to Devin. Did you know that? Devin got a new job. He got out of the job that sucked.
Nice.
Yeah. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. Taylor Swift, PSYOP? Republicans shouldn't have computers. Fucking idiots. Is Taylor Swift a PSYOP? Shut up, Jesse Waters.
Everything is a PSYOP, though.
Yes.
It's great.
They are the dumbest people. I once again, I envy them. I wish my brain was that smooth.
Uh-huh.
And I just got done 20 minutes ago talking about I'm a dumb guy. Like, I realized I'm a dumb guy. I'm not meant to read Thus Spoke Zarathustra. You know, like, I'm a dumb guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't get anything out of philosophy. I tried. I'm a dumb guy. I accept it. Anyways, they're dumber guys. That's what they are. Okay, good hood. We're talking Bad Batch. Who was looking hot on season 3? Who, thus far, has been looking hot? Who's hitting the runway? Who's your fashion icon? Now, mine's from today, and he's burned into my memory for all of time. I'm going with Mean Gene Okerlund Aqualush Bowl. Okay, so the guy that turns the pangolin in and, like, notifies that there may be a child worth investigating, that Aqualush. Do you see that Aqualush?
Yep.
He's got the fucking hair. He's bald. And then he's got the fucking hair that just the full bald with the fucking side hair.
The horseshoe. Yeah.
He's got the full horseshoe.
He's got male pattern baldness.
Yes. He's got like a perfect horseshoe.
Uh-huh.
And he looked and he's kind of got a little bit of grease up here. He looked like famed WWF announcer Mean Gene Okerlund to me. So I'm going Mean Gene Okerlund Aqualush.
That's a good
Not
one.
A bull. I don't know why I called him a bull. Maybe he's a bull.
That male pattern baldness needs to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching Frasier.
Oh, Frasier has great baldness.
It is so good. But
yeah.
Man, that is some male pattern baldness.
Did you hear that Kelsey's going to be Beast?
Yeah. Well, he already was.
I know. Well.
Well, no, it like recently.
What?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He showed up in one of the post-credit scenes.
The Marvels.
Right?
Yeah, he was in the post-credit scene.
I watched that. I did watch that.
Yeah.
The problem I had with it was they didn't put him in the makeup.
No, it was CGI.
Fucking weak.
I think that was one of the big conditions was he wanted it. Even now, he was like, it needs to be motion captured or put me in the suit.
He didn't want to do the whole.
No. He was saying, like, I need to be acting this part.
Oh.
So whether that's makeup or, like, mocap, like, he didn't want to just be a voice.
He would have done the makeup?
He wants to do the makeup. From what I've heard.
Put him in the fucking suit.
Yeah.
Doll him up. That's what we want. I don't want to see him in mocap.
Yeah,
I want to see him with the fucking, like, practical effects, man. Anytime you can do practical effects. If you have an actor that wants to sit in that chair for 5 hours every morning.
Put him in the fucking
put
chair.
Put him in the fucking chair. And I'll tell you what.
Especially
Batman,
if he sounds like him.
Batman is a thespian, okay? He's also going to lay down some lines.
It is hilarious when you think about his his politics as of late. Him now watching the X-Men, that animated series. Him playing Dr. Hank McCoy is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, the X-Men was like really one of the most revolutionary comics.
Yeah.
Because it really was like mimicking the, you know, like the civil rights movement in a certain way. Now you look at the characters and they started all white, but I don't know. I'd have to read like Stan Lee interviews and stuff, but I almost feel like that's intentional. Like trying to say, okay, these people are being excluded because they're different. They're being discriminated against for different, but they are white. Like, do you see, maybe they're trying to teach a lesson kids, like, how would you feel? You know, like, you know, but anyway.
Well, and that's the original.
Like, I don't know if
the
that's
original
what he thought was.
X-Men. As soon as Chris Claremont got in there and it was the astonishing X-Men, then it got real diverse.
It got real diverse, but I just kind of wonder if, like, the original X-Men, like, I mean, you know, they're
if it was intentional.
If they're discriminated, and the fact that they were all white, maybe, you know, discrimination. I don't know. I'd be interested to see if Stan Lee ever said anything about that, though, if that was done intentionally or not. But anyways, Good Hood. You got a Good Hood?
I'll give it to Ventress. She looked great.
She has some great hair.
She looked great.
Yeah. Now, that is the Dark Disciple look.
I'll give it to Ventress or Mantis Man. They can share.
I don't know how you do what you do.
Mantis Man.
I'm so in love
Mantis
with
Man
you.
Guy. We should give Mantis Man a fucking theme song.
He was cool.
This is Mantis Man's theme song. Mantis Man, Mantis Man. All right. Okay, so that's your Good Hood. I don't have anything else. We've gone for a couple hours.
Yep.
Where the fuck is this? All right. I'm going to get stuck listening to this, aren't I?
Yep.
Okay. It's a good song. All right, Adam. Where can the listeners reach us?
Send us an email. We're clonecastpod@gmail.com. Or you can reach out on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @clonecastpod.
I'll be on Twitter a little more. I'm going to try to re-ramp it up now that we're getting close.
Yeah, we might release another bonus, or it will just be a bonus after we start releasing Resistance.
I do want to watch Madam Web.
So thank you so much for all of your support. Thanks for listening. We love all of our Clonecast Novas. We'll see you next time for first episode of Resistance or a bonus.
What is a boy to do?
No, you've been dead early.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I wanted to listen to Kelsey.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Crispin's Day?
Ah! After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Our boss, Rita's escape. Recruit a team of two mid-30s men with attitudes.
Go, go, Tom and Adam. Go, go, Tom and Adam. Go, go, Tom and Adam. You mighty... This is a Star Wars podcast called The Clonecast.